It's Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. We are now 13 days from Civil War. Yes, the Democrats have made it official.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Destiny and what I've been doing for over 30 years on air is now coming down to the next few months. And so is yours. We are 13 days, 12 hours, 58 minutes, 56 seconds to the beginning of the total complete meltdown. All right, I can say this with absolute surety, and there is still time not to be caught with our pants down here. But you notice when I'm on other people's talk shows, other big podcasts, when I have Roger Stone on, or months and months ago before they put him in prison, Steve Bannon, who gets it, one of the few that get it, I keep explaining they're clearly planning civil unrest. They're going to bill it as race war. They're going to declare martial law when and if President Trump wins the election, or even if he doesn't. And I literally have hundreds of clips of all the top strategists and pundits saying this, and now I've got a whole bunch of new clips today of Podesta in articles and Carville on TV, all of them saying Trump is going to use the military to kill black people. What the hell is he talking about? And declare martial law, so there has to be an armed uprising. Armed uprising, billing it as a race war. I've said that about 1,000 times the last 3.5 years, because I could see them pre-programming. Now they're not even pre-programming it. They're saying it's imminent. 2 weeks ago, 60 Minutes, they had generals on there. Trump is going to dispute the election when it takes weeks to decide the winner, and his people will get violent, and he's going to call out the military. When he's not even the president? And they think the public's so stupid that when all this goes down, oh, Trump, see, they said the military. But they'll be the ones using it. And Kamala Harris last week, Trump's going to use the military on citizens. He's coming for you. Then they, a month ago, signed this executive order. The Pentagon puts out a report and directive on it for not just killing Americans. That's a big part of it. But the bigger part is the martial law preparations right there. And I get guests on, very smart political analysts, and they just want to talk about getting more votes and how stupid Kamala is. And, you know, tell the listeners Trump's for black people. You'll get a few more votes. They know Trump's going to win a landslide. They already tried to kill him twice. They're going to try to kill him again. And they're going to plunge us into total meltdown. There's a 99% chance we are facing total crazy town. Now, that's on the current trajectory. If enough people hear me and senators come out and Rand Paul talks about it and Trump talks about it. And doesn't just talk about illegals voting or 500,000 phantom voters on the rolls, more than there are voters in Michigan or the feds in Alabama and Texas and Arizona and Michigan, Pennsylvania, saying put those illegal aliens back on the voter rolls. I mean, it's all official. I got the Secretary of State in Texas saying it. Yeah, Trump's covering all that, but if he comes out and says, I'm going to call out the military, what are you talking about? You're the one signing these orders. What are you planning? You got to get ahead of this. But as usual, it just sounds too shocking to talk about what the Democrats are saying and doing and getting ready. So we have to just sit here with our hands tied behind our backs while they punch us in the nose. Folks, I'm going to lay it out straight ahead. I got their number. I got their ass. We can still stop them. But there's not much time. Stay with us.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I have been on air for 30 years and 6 months. And hands down, I am living in the most important moment of my life, and so are you. You don't need to even think about it. I'm not telling you something you don't know. I'm only telling you what you already know. In your intellect, in your guts, in your bones, in your soul. The danger has never been greater on every front. But neither has the opportunity for humanity to seize the moment and to pray for God to lead, guide, and direct us. And the enemies of humanity, Satan's servants, believe they're about to have their greatest moment of domination and total world government takeover. But it will be the beginning of the end of their system. It is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024, 13 days out from the most important election in world history. 22 days out from the shutdown potentially of InfoWars, another symptom of the intense crisis we are in. And then after Trump's reelected, 76 days of hell as the left unleashes their Islamic, communist, Antifa, Black Lives Matter terror cells and burns this country down, blaming President Trump and billing it all as a race war. And now I saw all the signs, the buildup the last 4 years, and now it's no longer signs. The enemy has initiated the countdown to total hell. But the key here is that we are reaching 50 million people a day right now, conservatively, with the main broadcast. Another 50 million conservatively or more with the clips. You're doing your job spreading the word, Paul Revere's, of your race, color, and creed. You're seeing through the lies. And you also can feel the danger and the urgency and the existential threat to not just our way of life, but our very freedoms. All right, ladies and gentlemen, all the planets are aligned. It's all triple confirmed. And the good news is I'm seeing a lot of people on their growth curve understand this. A lot of pundits and other people are almost there. They're 95% there. But you must 100% get it through your brain, and then you must know the cards in the enemy hand, and then, because we can see the cards, do we know how they're going to play them exactly? Yeah, pretty much now. They got only a couple moves, and they pre-programmed them all. So, the FBI came out and said massive cybersecurity attacks disrupting the election are going to happen. Got that report. You have all of the different pundits and political operatives and strategists like Raskin and Carville and Axelrod and Podesta. I have it all right here. I have the clips. Why Trump's going to kill all the black people. he's going to use the military on black people. That's like saying he's going to use an Easter bunny to mow your lawn. Or he's got a Martian in his attic. No evidence of that. And he's going to come after the American people with the military. And you've heard Biden say it, Kamala say it in the last 2 weeks. Hell, last week they said it again. And now Carbel and all of them are on the television saying we need an armed uprising if Trump is reelected. Wow. Can you imagine if I said that? By the way, if they steal the election, that's the last thing we want. That'll blow up in their face so big if we don't uprise. It'll destroy them politically 100 times. But they're going to provide the attacks and blame us. Don't you worry. Your little heart's about that. So there is no longer any doubt. I had seen some signs 2 weeks ago that some of the more sane arms of the globalists were saying, okay, we'll try to discredit Trump once he gets in and hand him the lemon economy. And I saw some behavior as if they were thinking about pulling back. Nope, they're not pulling back. They're going headlong. So at least we know 13 days out. And I told you when they stole the election almost 4 years ago that they would run the same play again. And they said, that's preposterous. We'll all know the election on election night. Then about 2 weeks ago, through their mouthpieces, 60 Minutes, Face the Nation, Meet the Press, they said, oh, yeah, all the battleground states won't be decided for a few days. And we're sure Trump supporters are going to get violent. And then Trump's going to do horrible things and attack black people. What? What? He's courting black people. So you have to remember, they're targeting low information voters. So if you're informed, you go, that doesn't even make any sense. But they're targeting people that are super stupid. But that's still not a majority of people, so it's not working. But it's the only play they've got. So they're going to launch the triggers for civil unrest. They're going to bill it as race war. I've literally probably said that 1,000 times the last 4 years. And now they're everywhere saying Trump's coming with the military to attack the people, particularly black men, and that he's going to cause a civil war. And then you actually see Raskin on C-SPAN talking to their operatives, and he's one of their top strategists, saying, oh, we're not going to accept his election, we're not going to certify it, and we're going to create civil war conditions. And then today you've got Carbel, it's up on Infowars.com. You want to see the full interview. We'll play some of it in a minute. Dem strategist Carbel advocates armed revolution. If Trump wins, claims males of color will be arrested by MAGA. And they're just waiting for a white cop to be in a questionable shooting. Like they said, a white cop killed that black woman in Virginia last month. Then they released the surveillance, the body cam, and it was an Asian veteran police officer with a great record. There's a well check. Her neighbors are worried about her. Hadn't been out of the house in days, acting crazy, all these weird noises. He knocks on the door, starts stabbing him with a butcher knife. He doesn't even shoot her right away. He runs, and she's like 6'3", former basketball star, chasing him down. He finally kills her. And the Democrats put out the reports, oh, a white man shot an unarmed black woman. Then they release the footage. They're just looking for something like that. And then Antifa leads some paid black folks to burn some things down. That's how it happens. We got the documents. Came out a decade ago where Antifa's out literally paying and leading the black people to blame them, set them up. And then, oh my gosh, some right-winger truck bombs a black college or some other big black gathering. And then the Democrats operate their sleeper cells. They burn down a large swath of the country. They blame Trump. While the election is being battled over, starting in 13 days, and they're now officially saying, now notice they weren't officially saying 3 years ago or 2 years ago or a year ago, Trump's going to use the military on us and have martial law, and he's going to kill the black people. And we need a race war. But I saw all the pre-programming up to the final piece. And I said, when they do that final piece, you know they're going with that play. So I'm like a football coach that's already studied the other team, had my scouts watching their games, wink, wink, had some people on the inside give us their playbook. They all do it. And then I'm sitting there on the sideline, and I see the formation, And then I start shouting orders out, change your formation. It's going. But I don't even need to say change the formation. I told you, okay, this is the play. They're doing it. I see the formation again. They're running the same play again. And they're running the same play. This we have them. And then I've got Roger. Love Roger to death. Back, get his ass on. Because I know he talks Trump every day. And I told him six times. What was it, Friday? I said, hey, can we get back to the martial law race war plan? Yeah, I think that's really a big threat. We should. And then he'd go off into, you know, some side issue. And I'd say, hey, can you go? He goes, I got you. I got your message. Did you get my message? Did you get my message? Because I know what I'm talking about. And I know the Trump people are smart politicos are like, it sounds crazy to say the Democrats are planning a race war and planning to say that Trump's going to have troops kill people. They're saying it. Kamala's saying it. It's all over the news. Are we ready for a new civil war? All these movies produced and, you know, the new Joker movie about it. It's all pre-programmed. It's going down. And I said last week, I said, I would imagine by next week, you'll hear them saying that Trump's going to kill all the black people when you're armed uprising. I mean, I can just read their minds at this point. But it's not that. We've had like a 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, and we're down to the last five pieces. You know what the pieces are at the end. America at a crossroads. Another civil war possible because the globalists have lost the war for the hearts and minds. All they can do is blow up the chessboard now. I'll use the analogy of the first Terminator, James Cameron, great classic, 1980s. Skynet's already lost in the future. The human resistance has blown up their main system. All they can do is send a Terminator back in time to kill John Connor before he's born. We're at that point. We have won unless they start a nuclear war or a giant cyber attack, knock out the power. The FBI already put out memos a year ago. Oh, the MAGA people with the Russians are going to knock the power out during the election. And now they're out saying, oh, cyber attacks, power outages for sure on the election. Today, I'll show you the memos. It's all on Infowars.com. It's all on Red Hawk Jones on X. Be sure and follow the new network I'm firing up with folks at AJN Live, at AJN Live on X as well, AJN Live. So it's just insane. And I'm not singling Roger out. I love him to death. He's super smart. It's just that I berate him about this on air. I berate him about this off air. I can get on the phone and call the head of the Trump campaign, which I've talked to folks. And I'm like, hey, they're going to, yeah, we know. We see that. That's important. I told J.D. Vance, I said, you know, they're going to try to trigger a race war. That's their plan. Yeah, yeah, I see a lot of them, you know, hyping that. Yeah, but see, because it's so crazy, people tend to think, well, they aren't going to actually try that. Yeah, they are. They got it all set up. And it's been their ace card the whole time, getting fired up and ready with Obama, the Justice Department hyping up Trayvon Martin and all that, and then George Floyd and all the rest of it. That's what's going on here. So let's start going over the stuff I just mentioned, and I'm going to ask the listeners watching us right now on X, on Real Alex Jones and InfoWars, when you get excited and you share the live feed and retweet it, repost it, we don't get 5 million viewers on X. We get 30 million. I think we need 100 million. Most we ever have was 60 million on one show. Come on, we can reach 60 million people today, and they can watch this and can see all this. And then what does that do? If the Democrats are publicly hyping that Trump's going to kill everybody with the military and create a race war and a civil war, and then their surrogates out of the other side of their mouth are calling for it, and civil war and armed uprisings, Trump needs to come in and say, I'm way ahead. You guys are really stirring up trouble. I love everybody. What are you planning? That begins the debate about that, and then they can't roll it out. With the incidences, the false flags, or the events they're going to hype up that falls in their lap, if there's a questionable shooting or something in the next week or two, or they'll provide the crisis. So here we are. And then you've got the backdrop of as I told you, they're going to say that in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Michigan, in Arizona, in other battlegrounds like Wisconsin, oh, sorry, you know, looks like Trump won on election night, red mirage, but we're just going to keep the voting open, and all these magic ballots from overseas don't have to live in the state, and the illegals can vote. Out of one side of their mouth, illegals can't vote, you're crazy. Out of the other side, yeah, the feds say, you can't take illegals off the voting rolls. Put them back on there. Let them vote with a non-citizen ID. Got stacks of it right here today. Now it's all admittedly because they can't hide it up close. Oh, 500,000 extra phantom voters that aren't even on voter registration, but somehow they're in the database, never even been voters. They're just there, just names. They get to vote. And all the videos of Democrat Party groups registering illegal aliens to vote everywhere, I mean, and telling them it's tied to their benefits and their jobs. They got little phones they're issued when they come across the border to be under Democrat control to stay in contact. Got it all right here. So I'm going to show you an overhead shot of a graph I want to put on screen HD. In fact, guys, repost this on my X with the comment happening now. And if you're a radio listener, I'll describe it. It shows what they did in 2020. Trump winning, the normal organic curve, the normal organic Biden curve, and then bloop, in all those states, bloop. And then what they'll try to pull off in 2024, yeah, where it's way low and Trump's winning by a landslide, and then bloop. This is so dead on. When they say it'll take 4 days to have election results, this is why. There it is. Georgia Secretary of State. Oh, yeah. It'll take at least till Friday, 4 days, because a quarter of the votes are coming in from outside the country. What? You think a quarter of Georgia lives outside Georgia? Outside the nation? I think you believe that leprechauns are real, too. Maybe Santa Claus comes down the chimney on Christmas Eve. So, total insanity. And then, oh, Trump's doing it again, questioning the election, while they cover up the windows at the tabulation centers and say, we're not tabulating votes. And then meanwhile, they are. They get caught. Election experts raise fresh alarms about vote counting delays and chaos in battleground states. Yes, always in the battlegrounds, isn't it? New Texas SOS advisory. Secretary of State allows non-citizens licenses as voter ID. But first, let me get into the martial law preparation. And again, if Trump can get past the fraud, if we can override the fraud but too big to rig for 76 days, so let's add 13 to 76. We'll put that number on screen. That's the real danger zone. And what is Raskin? What have they all said? Well, while he's president-elect, we're going to have civil war conditions. We're going to tell the black people that Trump's coming to kill them with the U.S. military. And then Biden and Harris and Carvel and all of them say that. That makes no sense unless in the next 89 days, and it's going to happen front-loaded, not really the first month. The next 30 days is the most critical. They had to provide something to make that sound legitimate. And what, Trump's going to have the military kill black people? What? Just out of the clear blue, they're saying that? Be like if I was on the air saying, a meteorite's about to fall to the ceiling and kill me. And you're like, and then it doesn't happen. You're like, it's imminent. Trump's going to use the military to kill black people. What? Meanwhile, they've signed the executive orders and had the Pentagon a month ago put out the battle plan to kill citizens, total intelligence takeover, mass arrests. I'm going to show you all that again. Biden in June of 2021 said the new national security director, the number one threat's white supremacist. He then defined that almost non-existent threat to anyone questioning election fraud or open borders or lockdowns or forced injections. and then that sicks the entire outside intelligence agencies that aren't supposed to operate domestically on you, because you've now been listed as a terrorist. And now they've been gearing up for this the whole time. And, oh, we need camps for Trump supporters. And, oh, we need to crush MAGA after Trump's defeated. It's a cult. We've got to have a Homeland Security war with the Trump people. That's the real Americans. I mean, this is a real totalitarian takeover. This isn't, oh, it's kind of totalitarian, or, oh, man, America's corrupt. No. This is the biggest, most powerful, most corrupt now, country in the world gone bad. All right, when we come back, I'm going to lay out all of it with precision, showing you each clip, each document, each article, the coming cyber attack. They're saying it's imminent. The FBI told you that was coming. Because 13 days out, it's not coming. You're here. They've now initiated it all. I don't know if it can be turned back, but I know we better get ahead of it. I know they wanted me off the air, so I wouldn't be exposing it and fusing all the data together into an intelligence briefing of open intelligence, human intelligence, people's intelligence, Paul Revere 2.0, baby, and that's me, that's you, that's us, the InfoWars family, and that's why they want to shut down a few days after the election, and regardless what happens to InfoWars and all the law firms and Democrats trying to run me to ground, you and your word of mouth about the Alex Jones Network that's getting fired up on X at AJN Live, follow us there, and you supporting our sponsors that are separate from InfoWars, to make sure one way or another, InfoWars survives, we're just stronger for your support. Doesn't, we've got the backing we need, and I need the backing right now. It's urgent. I'm firing the bat signal. So I want you to support two places right now in this request. I want you to support drjonesnaturals.com, and there are some of the very best supplements and quality products there that will blow you away. Overhead shot. Next Level Foundational Energy came back in. It's almost sold out again. Isn't a stimulant, but it's totally clean and feels like a powerful stimulant with no jitters because it's the breakdown of folic acid. It is the methylfolate, so you get 100% absorption with a whole bunch of other key vitamins and compounds that supercharge it in your cells. You want Next Level Foundational Energy, and it supports the broadcast. Get it now, drjonesnaturals.com. High quality, 30 parts per million colloidal silver for ingestion, antiviral, antibacterial, or topical. Got a little cut, something, put it on it, put the Band-Aid on. Amazing. Everybody needs it. It's $19.95. Same stuff's private labeled, sold in Whole Foods, the top brand for $29.95. High quality, fluoride-free, concentrated toothpaste with all the essential oils. A high quality organic multivitamin, Rocket Rest, an incredible natural sleep aid. A limited run of adrenal strength, which is an incredible ginseng. Super ginseng concentrate. So amazing. Limited supply of that. Top Brain is a nootropic, is a stimulant, works really good, blows people away. If you like Turbo Force or Brain Force, you're going to love Top Brain. Same guy that developed those, developed this. Green fiber caps, all concentrated of the seed sprouts. So good for your immune system, your whole body, your gut health. Generates a bunch of key amino acids in your guts, lets your guts actually grow the amino acids. That's where the best amino acids get made that are so magic throughout your whole body. Fiber greens, they're all top-of-the-line products right now at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. That is the action point. It's so simple to win this war. Fund those that are fighting hard and know the enemy battle plan, and nobody knows it like me. Quite frankly, not bragging. It's a sad fact. I'm trying to get everybody else to understand it. That's where you come in. So support us now. Go, go, go. Take damn action. drjonesnaturals.com. History's happening now. Take action. All right, I'm doing the deep dive on how we stop the globalists straight ahead. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm just ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided, and just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do. We'll be right back.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come.
Just wake up to the facts that we're facing. People better get fired up. They better get their heads screwed on straight, because if you study history, there are times when powerful, corrupt systems take over societies, take over populations, take over empires, and then purge the living daylights out of everybody, and then use that slave population to launch wars of conquest. And America's already been captured for a long time and been used for globalist conquest, both corporate, cultural, spiritual, military, ecclesiastical. And there's major opposition to them all over the world, so they've decided not to back down. They've decided to triple down. So I have an incredible responsibility here on air right now. And again, I don't say this to sound powerful or to sound important. The enemy knows this broadcast is important. The enemy knows I've got their number unlike anyone else. This is what I do. But you don't even need me to tell you about this anymore. You see it, don't you? And it's going to get a lot worse. I'm going to say this for the thousandth time probably, or more. I'm not doing this because I'm a hero. I'm not doing it because I'm brave. I want you to get this in your head for yourself. I'm doing it because the prospect of letting this New World Order, anti-human, transhumanist death cult have control of our lives is hell on earth and absolutely unacceptable. Again, it'd be like if we were in a fishing boat in the Gulf of Mexico out 50 miles catching fish, and for some reason there was an explosion in the engine, it blew a hole in the boat, and the pump went out, and the captain says, all right, there's 20 of us on this fishing boat, we got a bunch of pots and pans and milk jugs, get in there and start bailing or we're going to sink. I wouldn't be a hero down there busting my ass bailing the damn water out to get back to shore. You know, back in the days where you had the Coast Guard. Oh, Alex, you're such a hero bailing water. What the hell are you talking about? I'm a hero? Stop telling me I'm a hero and help me bail the damn water. Again, this is not an entertainment show. This isn't just some genre of media. And you can choose to believe me or not. And, oh, he's that eccentric, wacky guy. I've been interviewing the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, the former judge advocate general of the Pentagon. I mean, I've interviewed them all before they died. Admiral Moore, General Benton K. Parton. I mean, just I've interviewed hundreds of these people, and they were the only ones telling me the plan decades and decades ago, and I'm just a young guy and doing my own research and confirming this was going on, and I listened to them. I didn't pull this stuff out of my ass. And because people were awakened on to this, I mean, they tried back in the 60s, 7277 memorandum from the State Department to do all this crap and trigger a civil war and bring in total control into the Republic. But we stopped them. And we're going to stop them again. But every globalist publication, from the New York Times, the London Guardian, to the Atlantic Monthly, they're all telling you civil war, martial law, and they got the movies and all of it prepared. And then all their surrogates are all over the place saying, civil war is coming, it's all Trump's fault, he's going to have the military kill you. Now that's so they can bait and switch it while he's president-elect and they use the military on him after they trigger a bunch of stuff and false flags to blame Trump supporters. Or if he gets in, they've got legislation introduced under Senator Blumenthal to strip the executive the power of the military domestically, which is a constitutional crisis and a legislative coup against the executive. So they're blurring the lines there. So they've got different tracks. But now, like a bunch of parrots on methamphetamine, all of them, Raskin, Podesta, Carville, Harris, all of them are running around saying Trump's going to kill us with the military. Trump's going to cause a civil war. Trump's going to come hunt down the black people. That, now, obviously, there's no evidence of that. It's completely preposterous. But they're going to stage the false flags. Clearly, that's what they need. It makes no sense if they don't do it. And then they're telling you Trump's people are going to get violent when the election is contested and when the votes don't come in for weeks. So first they say a couple days last week. I told you that was coming. And then they say 4 days. And now they say 5 days. And now they're saying a week, maybe 2 weeks. See? And they're pre-programming. The Trump supporters are going to get violent. The Trump supporters are going to get violent. And they're going to provide that with their provocateurs, J6, T6, 2.0 on steroids to the 10th power. And they're saying that. And it turns out top globalists have had a war game where there's a new January 6th and martial law. And Homeland Security is running a drill starting on Election Day of that happening, using it as the cover for their actual operational command center, just like Operation Lockstep and Event 201 with the COVID. What are you doing with a martial law battle plan? Oh, it's just a drill. What's this command center? It's just for the drill that matches what's happening in live time. Starting Election Day, 2024 Homeland Security Critical Infrastructure Conference. Hey, why do you have these plans for the martial law takeover? Oh, it's just a drill. Oh, really? Is the executive order reissued and changed by Biden and then put into a new Pentagon memorandum? Is that just a drill? Is this a drill? No. It's not. A drill. And I'm going to be going over that. I know I showed it to you probably 30 times last month, but I'll show it to new viewers. They're like, oh, yeah, all right. Sure. Martial law, right? Yeah, right. Oh, look, Mattis is out saying Trump's going to be a dictator. It's super dangerous. They're all saying it. Oh, Trump's going to use the military on us. And then who's really going to do that? DOD directive expands domestic military authority to include lethal force. And you can read in our article in InfoWars with a link to the Pentagon website, lethality and lethal force against U.S. citizens. And that's important, but more important is that they're now making it public. This has been on the books secretly for a while, but it's all about intelligence, the military taking over during civil unrest, and the breakdown of civil society. And let me actually show you the document. DOD Manual 5240.01, Procedures Governing the Conduct of DOD Intelligence Activities. It is a long document. You might want to go read it. It's 56 pages long. You might want to read pages 12, 13, and 14. But all of it's very important, and it is a martial law activation plan, a directive, not a drill. Operating off the reissued Executive Order 12333. We'll get back into that. But we do bring the receipts here. Oh, what's all these drills going on for a cyber attack and the power turning off and the election being shut down? Oh, it's just a drill. Yeah, just a drill. What's this drill of hijacked planes flying in the World Trade Center and Pentagon on 9/11? Oh, we just so happen to have the exact same drill, the exact same scenario, the exact same day, set up for 6 months. Look that up. ABC News. Oh, just a drill, right? That's why countries never like war games on their border, because they'll give us a war game. Oh, our troops are on your border just for a war game. Bam, hit you. Like Panama, 1989. So first, let's play some of the new clips, and then we'll drill into what's going on and how we stop it. But I'll tell you again how we stop it. Things like this are so horrible, so over the top, so criminal. We have a normalcy bias. And the first stage of, you know, you're 68 years old or whatever you are, and you go in for a checkup, your stomach's been hurting. They say, we want to do a scan. They go, you got a big old tumor in your stomach. And at first you're like, no, I don't. That can't be true. And then you bargain with it, and then you decide you got to have surgery, and then you find it didn't work, it metastasized, and then you accept you're going to probably be dead soon. Well, unlike a cancer, we can stop this. This is political and cultural and spiritual. But you have to admit it's happening. I've told you hundreds of times they're going to do a cyber attack during the election. Hundreds of times they're going to say that it's a race war as the cover for the civil unrest they're going to trigger. And all the military sleeper teams and all the groups that are there. And all these former top Navy SEALs and Delta Force people that I know, one of which is quite famous, is going to be in studio next week, are getting secret FBI memos. They're telling them not to show, though I've been given them and I have them right here with me. But I'll show you to you next week. And they're being told, oh, there are all these foreign troops and sleeper teams, Islamists in the country, yeah, that Obama brought in, O'Biden, and they're coming to kill you during the election. See, they're already getting them ready for the uprising that the globalists themselves brought in, but the FBI are the good guys. Of course, they're compartmentalized, being sarcastic when I say good guys. The guys sending out the memos are like, oh, hey, we got this chatter. People are coming to kill you. There's going to be this big uprising. And then when the uprising happens, the military thinks, well, at least we got a warning. I'll show you the FBI restricted memos on Monday. They want me to wait till then. So, is that interesting for you to know? So, let's go ahead now. Let's play stuff of the last few weeks. Here's Raskin saying civil war conditions, that they will not certify Trump, civil war conditions, and he falsely quotes the Constitution. Trump would have to be convicted of insurrection for that. Never convicted. Not even charged with that particular crime. But it didn't stop Colorado and other states like Maine from trying. No authority, just Secretary of State. Yeah, I'm doing it. Supreme Court had to stop him. Total election meddling, total election theft attempted. And then we've got Fannie Willis's boyfriend testifying to Congress, the prosecutor, and under oath admitting, somebody told him to stop lying on the stand. You may be able to lie in Fulton County on the stand, they'll let you do it, but you might get in trouble in Congress. He said, yeah, I met with the Democrats, met with the Biden team. Even before Fannie Willis got elected, they backed her so that we could get in there and then indict Trump. Wow. And in that indictment, they indict him for disinformation. That's not even a law, but they still did it. Total election attempted theft. Amazing. And now the warden has done the right thing and said, I don't have the authority. Normally we would release Steve Bannon, but the Bureau of Prisons above me, due to actions above them, will not release Steve Bannon. Even though his release time's there a couple days ago, what, 4 days ago, they said, no, we're not releasing him. It's longer, 5, 6 days ago. They said, we're not releasing him right now. Okay. See? You know, 14 weeks ago, when no orders, no court orders, no nothing, armed security starts arriving here, a private security company saying, we've been told by the CRO and the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department to close your doors. I said, where's the, you got a warrant? You got a court order? No, we're just told we're going to lock, get everybody out of here. We're closing in at 9 o'clock tonight. I said, well, you better call your owner of your company. You don't have any piece of paper. I said, I'm not going to get in a fracas with you. They're nice people. I said, you know, you're smart, right? You know, you need a piece of paper, at least from the court, right? Yeah, that doesn't make sense. I said, well, you better call the head of your company, better have a little talk with him. They came out and said, yeah, but head of the company said, he called the group and said, where's the documents? And they said, well, you just do what we say. I'm a federal trustee. I'm a federal agent. You do what I say. And I went on air that night and I said, this isn't about me. They're getting ready to kill Trump. You think the Justice Department would order people with no backing to shut me down if that didn't come all the way from the top? And they later had lawyers admit, oh, yeah, the Justice Department told us just to do this, that we'd be covered. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Now you see, folks, not in Kansas anymore. Yeah, law says Steve Bannon's release date. He had good time. I'd release him. I'm not authorized to. They just won't let me. It's bureaucratic. You ever see this? No. Okay. All right. Where's the 325,000 missing kids? A lot of them we found in slave labor and sex slavery. Well, we just, Mayorkas ordered them just to give them to whoever. No paperwork in most cases. All right, yeah. I mean, you need anything else to convince you about the level of crooks, psycho Lex Luthers we're dealing with here? Patrick Bateman's? So, let's play the Carville clip first, and I'll play the vice president saying the same thing and all of it. But listen to this crap. Oh, we need to have an armed rebellion because Trump's coming after the black men. Listen to this crap.
And, you know, the other question is, were you better off 4 years ago? Are you going to be better off in a penitentiary 4 years from now, or still having the right of free speech and the right of political dissent? Because that's literally what's on the ballot. And I suspect in 1941, I don't know if people thought they were better off than they were 4 years ago, or in 1861, what people thought. But I know this, when the Republic was threatened, people picked up arms and answered the call, when 1965, in the middle of the Civil Rights Movement, I think people decided they want to take matters in their own hands and create a better country. And that's what I hope we do here in the next 2 weeks.
So, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country. It's a serious issue. He is saying that he would use the military to go after them. Think about this.
A fair election, and that it will be peaceful.
Two separate questions.
Very much.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair. I don't know whether it'll be peaceful. The things that Trump has said, and the things that he said last time out, when he didn't like the outcome of the election, were very dangerous. If you notice, I noticed that the vice presidential Republican candidate did not say he'd accept the outcome of the election. They haven't even accepted the outcome of the last election. So I'm concerned about what they're going to do.
Are you making any preparations?
So Trump's going to use the military. We need to have an uprising with guns against the Trump people because they're going to be violent. And then Homeland Security has put out a movie, big budget, for government employees about a new January 6th and martial law and arresting all the Trump supporters. And Homeland Security is having giant drills of cyber outages and disputed election and martial law. And the Democrats have signed an executive order, and now the Pentagon has put out a report I just showed you for total martial law. Not a drill, the real thing. I mean, this isn't even 99% sure. They're doing it just like I told you on July 13th, the Secret Service stood down. I know how it works. I looked it up. I've done the research, and of course it came out weeks later. I was right. See, I don't sit here and never come to a decision. When I know I'm right, I say it. That's what they don't like about me, because even all the other patriot pundits sit back and, well, that's just too shocking. That sounds crazy. Well, you know what? All of this is crazy. And it's going down all around you. I mean, I said 4 years ago, you do those PCR tests, I guarantee you they're saving your DNA. That's a DNA swab. And then, of course, it came out the government was doing it and selling it to everybody. I mean, I knew it. Like when I heard Jussie Smollett, is it 2:30, 23 below zero in Chicago, going to a subway shop, and guys put a rope around his neck and pour bleach on him and say, this is MAGA country. And I mean, I said, that's fake. And of course it was fake. I mean, come on, people. We're not stupid, are we? So I guess Roger heard I was talking about him. I'm glad he's welcome. Come on. I'm not putting Roger down. I'm saying this is the issue. 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 And if we sit here like morons with our feet flat, we can debate what Trump needs to say. We can debate what Musk needs to say. They got a lot bigger bully pulpits than I do. And we need to address what they're setting up and how they're saying Trump's going to kill everybody with the military and there's going to be a civil war and the black people are going to be hunted down while they prepare to use the military against the people, and we have the damn public order. Where is Trump on this order? Well, it sounds like he's a sore loser if he starts saying it looks like they're going to steal it because they put heat on him whenever he points out fraud because that hurts them because they are involved in fraud. They tell you it's discrediting to cover what discredits them. When they don't want you to cover something, you need to cover it. My God, this is simple. I'll show you all the ongoing election fraud in our face coming up. I need your support now more than ever. 30 years of our work. It's like having a baby up to 8 months and 3 weeks in the womb. All our work will be even more powerful if we stay on air. I need your support. Plus, we've got incredible products. The very best Patriot shirts. Incredible designs. The very best incredible supplements. At thealexjonesstore.com. Let me tell you what just came in. The probiotic that is also a gut cleanse and anti-parasite with the ultimate gut cleanse that's even more powerful with all those ingredients together. Up to 55% off when you get three bottles, 50% off when you get two, 40% off when you get one. The highest quality, thealexjonesstore.com. Your gut is so important to everything. You need the ultimate gut cleanse. You need the ultimate probiotic. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And when you become a member there, you get $40 free a month, pays for itself. When you join the VIP club at TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Plus, these are products you need. Support the sponsor now. So no matter what happens to InfoWars, the crew and myself continue on uninterrupted in 21 days when InfoWars can be shut down. Regardless, we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Plus, the products are incredible. Take action. Action defeats tyranny. Keep the tip of the spear on air. Energize me now, and I swear to you to give you 110%. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, TheAlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, etc. on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you thought the lies and deception in fake media had reached the crown heights of propaganda, think again.
So in what ways has the world gone mad?
Well, you know, when you have the chief reporter on the beat of COVID for the New York Times talking about how questioning or pursuing the question of the lab leak is racist, the world has gone mad. When you're not able to say out loud and in public that there are differences between men and women, the world has gone mad. When we're not allowed to acknowledge that rioting is rioting and it is bad, and that silence is not violence, but violence is violence, the world has gone mad. When we're not able to say that Hunter Biden's laptop is a story worth pursuing, the world has gone mad.
You say we're not allowed, we're not able. Who's the people stopping the conversation? Who are they?
People that work at networks, frankly, like the one I'm speaking on right now.
An entirely new generation of deep fake trickery will aid the Great Reset and the United Nations Agenda 2030.
That's why today I am committing the United States to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. And as long as I am president, and well after I'm done being president, I will keep fighting for the education and housing and healthcare and jobs that reduce inequality and create opportunity here in the United States and around the world.
And we need to recognize that climate change became the main accelerator of all other factors. And as climate change is the main accelerator of all other factors, this is also the moment to clear say that linked to the 2030 agenda of sustainable development, there must be a very strong reaffirmation of our commitment to the Paris Agreement and to its implementation with an enhanced ambition.
Demonizing, confusing, and controlling the narrative over a still unsuspecting populace.
This is an example of deep fake, a word that combines the terms deep learning and fake. It's an advanced form of artificial intelligence, which can be used to manipulate faces and voices, making the process of creating fake identities and spreading false information much easier. The technology makes things that never happen appear entirely real.
We're entering an era in which our enemies can make it look like anyone is saying anything at any point in time.
Jordan Peele created this fake video of President Obama to demonstrate how easy it is to put words in someone else's mouth. August, researchers at Carnegie Mellon revealed software that accurately rendered not just facial features, but changing weather patterns and flowers in bloom.
Some of its most severe consequences, however, won't be felt by a country or a global leader, but by everyday women. Deepfakes are already being used to make the kind of revenge porn that was never possible before, one that doesn't exist. As long as you have a photograph of them, you can now make porn videos of pretty much anyone you want.
The second problem with deepfakes are high-tension moments that are delta-dependent on time. Let's use an example the Department of Defense already worries about. Next week, in a small town, a local police force will unintentionally shoot an unarmed black man. And within a few hours, protesters will start to march across the city. Tensions are high, and more police get deployed to monitor the situation. Suddenly, an independent journalist posts a video on Twitter. Caught on cell phone is the mayor. In the video, he dismisses the death and praises the officer's use of force for eradicating the criminal.
Thank God, that criminal needed to die.
The video goes viral almost immediately. A peaceful protest that could have been defused now switches to an angry riot.
What the heck happened in Germany in the 20s and 30s? You know, very intelligent, highly educated population, and they went barking mad. And how did that happen? The answer is mass formation psychosis. When you have a society that has become decoupled from each other and has free-floating anxiety, and then their attention gets focused by a leader or a series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis, they literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere.
Congress has allowed this cancer to metastasize as politicians nationwide gorge on COVID relief money. Compliant doctors and nurses bathe in vaccine incentives and insurance money, and the Senate and House continue to be the kept minions of Silicon Valley donations. Nothing will change unless we the people cancel Silicon Valley before it cancels us. John.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back. my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of. It's a little scary. I have decided that I'm just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at me. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Everything I've done in my 50 years on this planet is leading towards the time we're living in right now. This is no holds barred, hands down, the most important time in history that we are living in right now. Geopolitically, militarily, culturally, spiritually, economically, it is all happening right now. Now, we have seen since they stole the election 4 years ago, their attempts to demonize the American people and Trump supporters and all the different pundits saying we need to wipe out not just Trump but his supporters. We need to put them in re-education camps. They've had former CIA officers saying they're going to kill Trump, saying that they need to wage war with Homeland Security on Trump supporters. These are quotes. We've now seen Biden, Podesta, Raskin, Pelosi, Harris, Carville, and others say there's going to be civil war conditions. They're not going to certify Trump. And now they're saying Trump's going to use the military and the American people, Harris. And now Carville saying they need armed revolution to stop Trump, armed uprisings. Played the clip last hour. It's on Infowars.com. They know Trump's winning in the bigger landslide than 2016. They know, even in their cooked polls, he's way ahead everywhere. And so they're openly, in plain view, saying, the feds are, put illegal aliens back on the rolls in Texas and Alabama and all over the country. Michigan finds 500,000 phantom voters that we said were there, vindicating Trump and Roger Stone and myself and Giuliani. They're going to keep him on there. Same thing in Arizona, 200,000+. Way above the margin of his victories. Biden. So we're here. And now Homeland Security announces a big drill. They're running of cyber attacks, and the FBI puts out a new memo I'll show you saying, oh, they believe there'll be cyber attacks on after the election. And now they said it would be a few days after the election in battlegrounds. Now it's 5 days. Now it's a week. And they say on 60 Minutes, oh, they're worried Trump supporters will get violent when states like Georgia and Pennsylvania don't announce for a while the red mirage. Trump will look like he wins, but they'll supply the ballots, as Pelosi said. So I know Trump and Roger Stone and J.D. Vance and Elon Musk have all been focused on the election fraud. That's good. And they've been focused on getting voters, and that's great. And wonderful stunts like the McDonald's things. That's so beautiful. And Trump's kicking ass. But when it comes to Kamala Harris saying Trump's coming with the military to kill you, and now Carville saying he's coming to kill the black people, Trump must say, you're the ones that signed the executive order. And the Pentagon put out a report a month ago saying they're ready for civil unrest and killing citizens. When he's president-elect, folks, in those 76 days when they're planning to trigger this. So I'll go over all the articles, all the documents, the new FBI memo about the coming cyber attack. And with this, obviously, if they're saying Trump supporters are going to kill black people, well, they're look for an event, a false flag, or a wound-up crazy person, or crazies. I know what I'm talking about. When they sent the feds in here without a court order to shut me down 14 weeks ago, I went on air that night and I said, they're getting ready to kill Trump. This isn't about me. This is desperate. I'm not that important, except at moments like this. I will say what other people won't say. I said on the 13th, the Secret Service stood down. I said on the 14th, it's Ronald Rowe. He's in charge. He did it. He lied to Congress. It came out later. He was in charge in order to stand down. I will say it first. I will make the small millimeter leap when you have all the evidence, 99.9% of it, that you can know what's happening. So I guarantee you Trump's advisors are, well, it sounds extreme to respond to Kamala Harris saying, you know, you're going to use military to kill black people. Well, they're the ones saying it. They're the ones that signed a damn executive order and had the Pentagon put out a battle plan. Well, sir, they'll act like you're against the military. No, he explains it. Or maybe his surrogates do it. Maybe we do it. But I'm telling you right now, I need Tucker Carlson, and I know he's getting there, on this. I need Rogan on this. I'm calling him today. I need Trump on this. I need Musk on this. I need Roger Stone on this. Damn it. How many times do I have to be right? I told Roger Stone on election night. He said, we got the presidency. We're going to save America. And I said, Roger, the CIA is coming after us now. The orders have already been given. Just wait. They're going to try to put us in prison. The next morning, he's leaving at 6 a.m. to get his Uber to the airport. He said, you really look down. And I said, man, you can't feel the attack coming. I'm not down. I'm just mentally dealing with what's about to happen. The war just started. And that was 8 years ago. Now we're in the middle of the war, going into the third act where we win. But we've got to win intellectually and culturally and spiritually. And Trump did it yesterday. He called on God to defend his campaign. He said, God has his hand on me and God saved me. And God's had his hand on my life the whole time. And I turn it all over to God. And then if he prays the name of Jesus, we will be invincible. But he must put on the full armor now, because not even Donald John Trump can stand against the forces of Satan without the Holy Spirit. Roger, this is 10 times more important than anything I've ever done. What do we do? How do we politically explain this? You can see the attack. I know you agree with me, but holy hell, it's going down.
Well, Alex, I think you got to stop mincing words and tell us what you really think. Look, you're absolutely right. There are ominous signs. I mean, they have failed in their effort to do this electorally. They thought that between the lies that are manifested in the mainstream media and their ability to censor people on the internet and on most of the social media platforms, that they'd be able to dress Kamala Harris up and cram her down our throats. And it's not working. It hasn't worked and it's not going to work. And I think they now recognize that. That makes them apoplectic. It makes them hysterical. It makes them more dangerous than ever before. There also is, exactly as you say, Kamala Harris says in her interview with Fox that Trump is going to mobilize the military against his opponents. And like 2 days later, as we know, the Department of Defense releases a directive that gives them the authority to use lethal force, them, the military, against Americans, something we've never seen previously. Now, you add to that, you and I talked about this right here on the Alex Jones Show, the executive order regarding foreign interference in our elections. Add to that the assertions by the Attorney General that any interference with the election process will be prosecuted. Does that extend to asking questions? Because here in Florida, it does. If you ask an election board's question twice, you can be arrested and they'll call it a felony. Beyond that, he says any objection to the results will be prosecuted in the question of certification. So, yeah, in a way, it's deja vu all over again. And I'm not sure, other than bringing public attention to it, which we definitely need to do, and having better lawyers, let's start there on election night. No, when I said that we needed to be able to call a judge, it's not because the judge is on our side. It's because if they shut down a polling place, if the police throw out the Republican observers as they did in Detroit and Philadelphia, then you have to be able to go and file a motion, an emergency motion.
And let me just back you up and start over. Here's Reuters. U.S. states warn officials delaying or tampering with vote could bring criminal charges. Then they admit asking questions, you'll go to prison. I mean, talk about getting rid of Alex Jones's free speech. Now they're telling everybody you can't ask questions. They do not want to be investigated. They do not want people showing what's happening. Sorry, start over.
And then beyond that, is this new announcement that they're going to station FBI agents at polling places? Is that for the purposes of intimidation? I'm not sure what that's about. But let's be very clear, because I think this has to be said. This whole idea that Trump's supporters are going to become violent is a canard. It's a fraud. That is not what we intend. It's not what we advocate. It's not what we're going to do. But they want to get you to convince. They want to convince people that we act violently so that when they crush us, we had to respond to the violence that Trump's supporters fostered. No, it's an entirely false narrative. This is where, Alex, you are absolutely right. They're building this up. Trump's supporters are going to be violent. No, we're not. You are the violent ones. You are the ones that have used violence in the past, and you intend to use it again.
And Roger, I want to be clear. That's why I've got you here. They are clearly all over the news, as you said. You remind me of another Kamala place. She said that. She said it like five times, I know, in the last 2 weeks. Biden's saying it. They're all saying it. Carbo's saying it. Oh, God, he's coming with the military. We've got to uprise. So he's not coming with the military. They're in control of the military right now. They've signed executive orders to put out Pentagon battle plans for martial law and killing citizens. Trump needs to come out and say, you're saying I'm going to use the military? We're going to win this election. We're patriots. You're the ones that have prepared this martial law plan. How do we start responding? Because clearly they're telegraphing that their main response is going to be stirring up civil unrest through false flags or a questionable police shooting, something along those lines. They're saying civil war conditions, Jamie Raskin, all of them. Clearly they're going with this move. They're saying when the election's delayed, which they denied they would do before, Trump people are going to get violent with no evidence. I agree. We've got to get ahead of this, not just by saying we're not going to be violent, but saying you're the ones preparing for it. You're the ones that burned down large parts of the country during the summer of love in 2020, mostly peaceful. How do we respond to this?
Well, you're absolutely right. Firstly, I think the president has to address it. He has to address it in one of his public appearances. He has many opportunities to address it in some of the alternative media interviews that he's not afraid to do. I think Robert Kennedy needs to address it. I think Tulsi Gabbard needs to address it, because this grand bipartisan coalition is the future for the country. It's a important political realignment. But you're right. We have to get out ahead of it. And there is no better spokesman for the America First movement than Donald Trump himself. Now, he's campaigning hard. He's working around the clock. He's putting in long hours. But I do believe he's seen everything that you and I have seen, Alex, and I hope that he'll address this in the near future. I think it has to be addressed up front, because it's a setup is exactly what it is. And I think you have nailed it here.
And you know, the reason I am very energetic, it's not an act, but I'm letting myself be energetic. This is how I feel. I've intellectually, militarily, historically, spiritually studied this and I'm now saying it, but I am upset because we're 13 days out. As you said, they're apoplectic. You're never the optimist, but you're saying you are now because, you know, it's so big, it's going to be hard to rig. And they are a cornered, arrogant group of criminals beyond anything we've ever seen. And they're obviously pulling out the stops. Then you have the whole separate area of illegals being allowed to vote, illegals being able to vote with non-citizen IDs, even in Texas. I mean, it's just out in the open, and then now, oh, it'll be 2 days, 4 days, 5 days, a week, maybe 2 weeks. And it's going to be completely normal, and a quarter of Georgia's ballots are overseas. No one buys that. I mean, this is insane.
Now, having the secretaries of state in Wisconsin, and in Michigan and in Pennsylvania say, well, folks, it could be several days, maybe even a week. If France, of all countries, can count 38 million paper ballots in one day, it's very hard for you to convince me that with our computers, we can't calculate the results of an election. It's an absurdity, and I think it is reason for legitimate concern. But I'll tell you what my optimism is based on. Trump and Kamala Harris are both underwater. They both have a higher unfavorable than favorable. This has always been true of Trump when he won in 2016, when it was stolen from him in 2020. On the other hand, he has greater intensity among his supporters than any of his opponents, including Kamala Harris. But her unfavorable ratings are climbing up. Her favorable ratings are moving down. Ours are static, and they have continued to be static for almost 8 years. No matter what they throw at our guy, whether they try to lock him up, whether they try to bankrupt him, they've tried both of those things. But when you look at the question of the handling of the economy, of inflation, of gas prices, of settling the dispute between Russia and Ukraine without war, or to settle things in a peaceful way in the Middle East, he overwhelmingly outpoints her. Now, the last time I saw this, was with Reagan in the closing days of the 1980 election. Reagan's landslide was not as big as people remember it. Go back and look at the statistics. He won comfortably, but it was not a blowout. We didn't know a week out whether we would win or not. It was trending our way. The exact same dynamics that we see today, but you didn't have a deep state prepared to steal that election. These people are quite open about their plans, whether it's Mary McCord and the crew over at Georgetown, or whether it is the talking heads on MSNBC, or whether it's Jamie Raskin. I mean, they're very, very open about their plans, and I think we need to realize that. And I agree with you. I hope the president will address it.
And I understand he they don't make it his main focus because they'll spin it that, oh, he thinks he's going to lose. He's getting ready to challenge it. No, they're saying they're not going to certify him if he wins. They're top strategists. They're saying he's going to kill people with the military. That's outrageous. Harris is saying it on the stump multiple times on Fox News with Bret Baier. And he needs to go, lady, you're the one that's, you know, whoever's running the White House, he can make that point, that was selected. You didn't get one vote. You talk about dictator, anti-democracy, and then you're the one who has these orders out for the military. Why are you getting the military ready for civil unrest and to kill Americans? I don't want the military to kill Americans. The military doesn't want to either. I love our military. That's how he responds, and it will nail her ass and take this away from them. But if they're warming it up and getting it ready for the crisis they're about to pull, the false flag or whatever it's going to be, we're going to get hit with our damn pants down here, Roger.
Look, I'm praying that doesn't happen. I've talked about the role of prayer in the upcoming struggle. I believe very deeply in it. Spoke about it at the Reawaken America event in North Carolina this week. I just put it online a few minutes ago. The other thing, Alex, I got to comment on is having Liz Cheney out there endorsing you. This is absurd. Liz Cheney lied and suborned perjury in the January 6th committee hearing, specifically regarding me and General Flynn and others, including the President of the United States. Her father's a war criminal, lied us into war in Iraq when he knew that they didn't have nuclear weapons, did not have, had no involvement in 9/11, and now embracing her as if she's some great paragon of virtue. This is someone rejected by 40 points by the people of Wisconsin. They see things in terms of Republicans and Democrats. That's an error in this period we are in. This is a struggle between the outsiders and these globalist insiders that have dominated both parties. The Cheneys don't get you any votes. They just seem to think that they do. Oh, we have Republican support. This other fraud. Oh, well, two defense secretaries, the former chief of staff and the former head of the National Security Agency under Trump, all say he's unfit. Wait a minute. Didn't Trump fire every single one of them for incompetence or insubordination? And then after they were canned, they suddenly decide that Trump's unfit? They didn't think he was unfit when he appointed them. So this is yet another fake narrative. Oh, the people who know him best are not for him. No, a small band of people that he canned because they were trying to dilute the America First agenda, or they were just generally incompetent, got fired, and now they've decided, oh, he's unfit. It's an absurd narrative, but they just keep repeating it over and over and over again.
I was about to say, it's like Elon Musk pointed out, whoever's writing the globalist talking points should do a better job, where for years up until the debate with Trump, Biden is the smartest person in the world other than his son. He's as sharp as a tack. He's incredible. He has the greatest grasp of knowledge ever at the meetings, photographic memory. He's just an orator and just a writer in general that would make Shakespeare blush. You know, he's a very famous plagiarist. And then instantly he's a total senile moron idiot. And then he disappears for 8-day medical emergency. They put out a fake letter. He's resigned. Then they install him. And then Pelosi admits it's a fake letter to cover her ass. I mean, that's a coup, and Trump's made a big deal about it, but that should be made an even bigger deal, Roger.
Yeah, I agree with that. And specifically, Kamala Harris needs to be called out on what she knew and when she knew it. Go back and look at the day after her debate, the day after Biden's debate with Trump, when she melted down on national television, she said, no, he's sharp as a tack. There's no problem there. So when did she decide there was a problem there? She's never been called on to address that. It's really quite extraordinary. I agree with you, Alex. I think that needs to be part of our messaging as well.
Roger, I want to do 15 more minutes with you. And I mean, I agree that I'm optimistic because obviously he won because it was a landslide. They stole a bunch of it, but he still won. 2016, it wasn't as big a turnout. He still won, but they were able to steal it. From what I see on the ground, and almost everybody I know who also knows a bunch of, you know, classic liberals, but they're not, you know, anti-American and they're not against themselves. They understand prosperity's gone out the window with the Biden-Harris. It's only going to get worse. So they have some self-preservation instincts. And people I know that are working at the different polling places, I've talked with some of them, they say, even in liberal Austin, it's a landslide for Trump. And people just don't want to, you know, tell pollsters or tell anybody they're for Trump. We know that's a phenomenon, but that it's massive. Now, the black folks aren't scared to say it, so we've seen, you know, obviously the numbers explode there, and Hispanics as well. But a lot of woke white people actually aren't as woke as they were. They've actually woken up to the fraud. So how big a factor is that, and how would you quantify that factor?
I think it's a huge factor because it makes what will come later not credible. That's why the whole notion of trying to make it too big to rig is not ridiculous at all. At a minimum, the American people will see the breadth of what I think is coming. Now, how do we extrapolate that other than just our guessing? All of these early voting numbers are extraordinarily encouraging, whether they're in Florida, whether they're in Arizona, for example. Really extraordinary. Republicans are turning out at levels we've never turned out before. The mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania, thanks to the great work of Cliff Maloney and others there in the Pennsylvania chase, for the first time, we said from the beginning, if a third of the mail-ins were Republican, just one third, we were well positioned. We hit our number. It's almost a miracle. It's due to a lot of very, very hard work by people on the ground. So there are extraordinarily encouraging signs that it's a wave coming. The bigger it is, the harder it is to justify what I think they may have planned.
Roger, I want to come back and look at the open announcements that this election will stretch out a week, maybe more, you know, the foreign ballots, how we should counter that, and what we should do as Trump supporters coming up on November 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 12th, 13th, when they're just, more ballots, oh gosh, Biden, you know, Biden-Harris is getting closer. Kind of a replay of what we saw 4 years ago. How do we respond to that? How does Trump respond to that? Because we know they're doing it. It's going to happen. And what do we do when there's a, God forbid, a mass shooting in a polling place and they claim a Trump supporter did it? I mean, you can write the rest of the script. We're down to the last few pieces of the jigsaw puzzle. And as everybody knows, when you start a jigsaw puzzle, it's hard. But when you get down to the last 10 pieces, it's super easy. And I'm not even speculating now. They've told us what's coming. They're blaming us. They've already cast us as the terrorist. How do we respond to this? And what are the different scenarios you see? Cyber attacks that the feds say are imminent and all the rest of it with Roger Stone. StoneZone.com. Check out all his shows and the great work he does. The globals work around the clock to silence him. That's why you should boost Roger Stone and InfoWars and what's being launched by some great folks I'm working with on X at AJN Live. At AJN Live. You definitely want to follow us there.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood, the iodine, the trace minerals, the elements. The vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, optimal human is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Forgot something. I went over last night to my parents' house to swim some laps with my youngest daughter. They had a lap pool, a full-size pool, but it's a large pool, lap pool. And I went and saw my parents and had a cup of tea with them. And my mom said, our close relative that lives here in Austin, I'm not going to say who, maybe I'll get her on the show. Lady I know well changed my diapers. Went to vote for Trump yesterday, and she used to be a Democrat, by the way, until last 8 years she voted for Trump the first time, too. She held her nose then. Now she loves Trump. And, it all just shut down, and they just said, just give us your ballots. They're telling hundreds of people, we'll just put them in later. They all said no, and they waited hours and hours and hours. And the guy said, just trust me, trust me. And finally, they're back on. And to everybody there, it looked very suspicious. Well, guess what? The reports are flooding into X. I just posted one, and it's even in the news. It's just record problems everywhere. Roger, I want to talk about how we as patriots should respond to this. Because callers, every time I take calls now, they say, what do we do? What do we do when they extend it and are openly stealing it? And Georgia says, you know, the Secretary of State, 25% of the votes are out of the country. Who believes that? And, you know, all the Secretary of State in Texas says illegals, you know, we're going to accept non-citizen IDs to vote, and Alabama puts illegals back on the rolls, and 500,000 in Michigan and 200 plus thousand, you know, kept on there that are fraudulent in Arizona. I mean, this is all out in the open. They've denied for 4 years this happened in 2020, though. We've crawled through it all. There's been all the lawsuits and court cases, and it's been proven worse than we all said. They stole it bigger than Dallas, bigger than hell. And then now they're just doing it right in front of us, Roger. So we'll address all the fraud in a minute and play some videos of it, but how do we respond to this?
Well, Alex, it's interesting because I've had kind of the same experience here. My daughter in Florida went to vote yesterday. Early voting has opened. She's in a relatively Republican precinct in a blue county. But the facility where they vote is a very small place where you can wait online that's air conditioned. It's very hot here, particularly with the disproportionate number of senior citizens. And there was a long, long line of people preparing, wanting to cast an early ballot. She stuck it out. It took her almost 2 hours. She said many of the other people just left. It was too hot for them. They couldn't stand in line outside in the heat for that period of time. Many of them senior citizens. Now, will they come back and vote? I don't know. Will they? It's a good question. I think they will, but I'm not certain. What's really disturbing, Alex, is that the answer to all of these things is, of course, legal. It's not in any way violence. It's not a violent protest of any kind. They're trying to tag us with that. But at the same time, they're trying to make sure that we have no legal help. The 65 Project is set up essentially to tell any attorney who's admitted to the bar in any state that if you bring a case regarding election integrity, you will be disbarred and you will be destroyed financially. Your reputation will be destroyed. Don't you dare represent Trump or the Republicans, because we will ruin you. Look what we did to Rudy Giuliani, who's a great patriot. They've certainly tried to ruin his life. They haven't succeeded because he has heart, because he has spirit, because he's at heart a warrior. But a lesser man would have been destroyed. So now they don't even want us to have lawyers. They don't even want us to be legally represented. And
that's right. The Democrats officially said 2 weeks ago they founded a group and said anyone representing any Trump person, we will get you disbarred. So they're officially terrorizing people.
Yeah, this is the Project 65 to which I refer. So even though the answer to your question is, you know, legal action quickly. And by the way, you can't just say, oh, we have indications of fraud. You have to have solid, absolute proof of voter fraud. You can't make the claim. But let's assume that you have that. You still have to find a lawyer willing to go to court on your behalf. And that's, as I think we're about to find out, not the easiest thing. These people are bent on the destruction of everyone who gets in their way. At the same time, they're accusing us of doing exactly, once again, what they themselves are doing.
Roger, absolutely insane. I've got a clip that's up on X of a man going in, just what happened to my family member, a close relative, yesterday here in Austin. This is happening. This happened to my relative in Austin, Texas, yesterday is what I posted on X. That's a Tony popular site there on X. Follow his work. Well, so much for early voting. Their scanners broke, and they said, don't worry, we'll just put it in the box, and we'll make sure to scan them all tonight when everybody leaves. I said, no, I'll come back another day. So this is exactly what they were trying to tell them to do here in Austin yesterday afternoon. Here is the clip.
Well, so much for early voting. Their scanner's broken, and they said, don't worry, we'll just put it in the box, and we'll make sure we scan them all tonight when everybody leaves. And I said, no, I'll come back another day.
Now, even though I know who that person is on X, I can go look up where he's from. Like the cop said yesterday, when you shoot these testimony videos, say where you are in the precinct. That's key. Roger, this is going to be a meltdown. The left's going to melt down regardless. They're promising all this hell on earth. looking into your crystal ball, how do you expect this to unfold? Because they keep lengthening the time they say it's going to take to count the ballots in battleground states.
Look, Alex, it's troubling, but I have faith. I really think that Trump is anointed. I do think he's going to return to the White House. I do think that we're going to win solidly, and I'm praying that we can, in those instances where there is fraud, we can challenge it legally and prove it very quickly. There really is no other answer. That is the answer, and being prepared is nine-tenths of this. We had no preparations in 2020. That's the sad truth. Well, because we expected to win. It's very clear that they'd like to get Donald Trump off the campaign trail. They use these two assassination attempts as the reason why it's not safe for him to campaign. You can see that he's, although I think he's being more prudent in terms of his personal safety, he's not going to be taken off the trail because he won't be intimidated. He's just too tough for that. And Alex, it's not just the polling. It's not just the modeling. It's not just the crowds, which is anecdotal. It's all three of them are pointing towards a victory. But one thing really does aggravate me, and that is the people who are counting their chickens, people who are trying to figure out what job they want in the new administration, or what appointment they want, or where they'd like to go. There's no time for that right now. Now is not a time to be thinking about how you're going to be, in the next administration.
Yeah, you shouldn't be measuring the drapes for your office.
No, absolutely not. This is a mistake that Hillary Clinton made in 2016. And Trump outworked her in those final days like a madman. I mean, he was dashing from Democrat stronghold to Democrat stronghold. Now, you know, Alex, that a pilot can only fly a certain number of hours before the FAA requires them to take a rest. So Trump, on his own plane, kept switching out pilots so that he could keep going, driving faster. Hitting Milwaukee, hitting Detroit, hitting Philadelphia, hitting Miami, Fort Lauderdale, while Hillary Clinton made the mistake of camping out in Chappaqua and looking at swatches of fabric for the Oval Office.
And she literally was doing that in Newsweek, printing up, Madam President, that she won the election. Speaking of that, here is that town hall that they admitted was fake. Even most of the people there were political operatives of the Democratic Party. They had Maria Shriver of the loser Arnold Schwarzenegger ex-wife up there with Liz Cheney, the most unpopular Republican in America. I mean, you talk about a unpopularity contest, and then even the town hall was fake, like everything else she does. Here's a short clip.
You're not, unfortunately. We have some predetermined questions, and I hopefully I'll be able to ask some of the questions that might be in your head. I hope so.
So
now you see why Arnold was fooling around with the nanny. I think we now know that they're totally shown up. So in other words, all the questions were pre-screened and pre-selected. Probably in most cases, they were actually written by the staff. Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney cannot answer questions impromptu, off the cuff. They don't have the substance or the depth. So they have to run this kind of rigged operation. I posted that clip myself on X, and I observed that almost immediately.
Now, Roger, you've called for Trump to call on God. Trump does believe in God. He's been calling on God a lot and thanking God even before he got shot in Butler. But now he's really getting intense. I want to play a clip of Trump talking about God's hand being on him, him now seeing that we can't do it without God. We can do it only with God. And I want to see him call in the name of Jesus to protect his campaign in America and to deliver the win. I think that's the final piece of, you see, God's hand is on Trump, but God wants to see Trump publicly say, I can only do it with God, which he's now doing. I give him an A+, a 95. He needs to do a 100. Here's the clip.
But as I look back at my life's journey and events, I now recognize that it's been the hand of God leading me to where I am today. Thank you. And my faith took on new meaning on July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania, where I was knocked to the ground, essentially, by what seemed like a super natural hand. And I would like to think that God saved me for a purpose, and that's to make our country greater than ever before. Thank you.
Now, I've known Roger for about 13 years, but known him well for 10. And Roger's brought up a Christian and, you know, good, you know, family. You know, good folks, but still, he's described it. It's kind of like Jesus is in the back seat. Yeah, he loves God. He's not with the devil, but Roger literally has described the story, talking to one of the most prominent, you know, great Christians in America, saying, listen, you can't do this without God. You got to give it all to God. You got to ask God to protect you. And Roger said he literally got born again and literally gave it all to God, and instantly all his fate changed. And I've experienced this in my life. And as a baby Christian, you first feel the Holy Spirit, and it's a comforter. You keep following God's orders, you start getting orders. It's not little baby comforter anymore, and I love it. So to be in God's, you know, at least edge of the presence is where I want to stay. That's why I can never even think about consciously being a bad person or a coward or serving evil, because I've got to be aligned with the Spirit. And if Trump already has God clearly, you know, because God empowers people that aren't even Christians in history, but Trump is a Christian. He's getting stronger. How important is this? Not a gut level, not a political level, a spiritual level, Roger, that Trump is now doing this.
It's vitally important, Alex. I'm really glad that you played that clip. Yeah, everything you say is true. I considered myself a Christian, but I had wandered far from the Lord. And then in my time of crisis, when Robert Mueller and the deep state tried to destroy me, if I wouldn't cooperate with them and testify against Donald Trump, I was redeemed in the blood of the cross. And yes, it was Reverend Franklin Graham and a brief conversation I had with him that made me make that decision. It was the most important decision that I've
made. Tell folks what he said to you.
He said, look, I told him that I was furious, that I was depressed, that I was angry, that I was fearful of what would happen to my wife if I was unjustly incarcerated. And he said, look, you need to turn this whole burden over to God. And you can only do that by confessing your sins and pledging to walk in his way. But I can't just say the word. You have to be sincere about it. And if you're sincere about it, if you really work at it, he's going to lift you up. He's going to protect you. He's going to save you from those that would persecute you. Now, 6 months ago, I can't even begin to tell you how many pastors were saying to me, look, Trump needs to talk more openly about his faith. He needs to make that connection publicly about his faith. The reason why the number of evangelical Christians who turned out at about 78% in 2016, that dropped to 63% in 2020. We have to get that number up. And the best way to do that is for people to identify with Trump regarding his faith. Now, through this, I think, horrific series of events involving the assassinations, he's now doing exactly that. By the way, Franklin Graham spoke yesterday with the president as well at that Faith Leaders Conference in North Carolina. It was one of the most effective orations I've ever heard. If people can find it online, it's well worth your time to go listen to. So did Dr. Ben Carson spoke as well. So look, if evangelicals vote at 63 or 65% again, as they did in 2020, then no, we're not going to win this election. But Kamala Harris has told us, you saw it in her rally, when somebody yells out, Jesus is Lord, she says, you're at the wrong rally. That's beyond belief to me that the Democrat nominee for president of the United States would deny the Lord in a public setting like that. It's an insult.
And Roger, that's exactly where I was going. You read my mind. Laughing at him, cackling like a witch. You're in the wrong place. And we saw the real Kamala. She normally has to have a teleprompter, but she could really come up with a witty thing against Christians. And look, I've read the Bible. I've seen history. God raises up all sorts of people. It's clear God's hands on Trump. It's clear that he's fighting the satanic New World Order. And to all these Christians I know that are like Pharisees that are too good and don't see that we're fighting pure evil here, if you don't vote for Trump, that is a tacit vote for the Democrats, the literal pedophile party. And all I can say to those Christians is, I don't know how you've got the Holy Spirit in you and God's not telling you to support Trump. It is so clear in my spirit.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. This is not a fight between Republicans and Democrats or between liberals and conservatives. This is a fight between good and evil. This is a fight between light and dark. This is a fight between the godly and the godless. And if we fail in this election, then I think that we sentence our children to step off into 1,000 years of darkness. This isn't just rhetoric. This isn't just not just another election about the spoils of being elected. This is about the survival of our country, the survival of our civilization. Make no mistake about it. The old Democrat Party, the party of Truman and Kennedy, the party that believed in capitalism and free enterprise and God and a strong national defense, that party no longer exists. Those who once followed Truman and Kennedy, now they follow Marx and Lenin. And they make no bones
and
about
Roger,
it.
And Roger, in closing, I'll say this. When you leave, I'm going to play a clip of Trump speaking to Christians saying, you need to vote for me. And then I'll come back next hour, cover news, take calls, everything. There's so much news I haven't gotten to. But Roger, when the Democrats say we're going to persecute them and put them in prison and all that, that's what they're going to do to us. You and I and Trump have real skin in the game. We're not doing this to measure drapes in the White House. I know you're not. I'm not. Elon's not doing it. And he said yesterday, I'm doing this because I have to. These Democrats are too dangerous. They're going to start World War III. They're destroying the government. I mean, this is real, hardcore, 200-proof tyranny. If they were a liquor, they'd be moonshine. I mean, they're as bad as you can get. And that's where we are now. And so people better understand. They're trying to get through us to get to you. And Trump says that. That's 100% true. StoneZone.com. Incredible analysis. Roger Stone, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you. And please, patriots, pray for the safety of our president and for ultimate victory.
Absolutely. All right. I'm going to play the clip of Trump addressing Christians. And I'm going to hit a lot of more important news straight ahead. Here it is.
So I'm here tonight to deliver a simple message to Christians across America. It's time to stand up and save your country. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. On November 5th, Christian voters need to turn out in the largest numbers ever. Do you know that if you did that, because you have a reputation of not voting proportionately like you should, you do know that. I think that maybe is a form of rebellion. Could that be possible? You know the two groups? Not to equate them, but they are probably associated in some form, but Christians, evangelicals, but Christians and gun owners. Gun owners don't vote. They vote, but very small proportions. If they did, or if Christians did, nobody could ever beat us. Nobody. So I hope that we're going to get numbers like we haven't seen. You remember, this is your last day. Today is your last day of registration. You have to remember that. And so, if you want to leave right now, go and leave. I won't be insulted. Leave right now and go and register.
All right, he goes on. The full clip's on InfoWars.com. Yeah, they call it the Black Brigade because whether it was Protestant or Catholic, you know, they wore black, the old-timey preachers, that led a Revolutionary War. So it's the controlled churches that tell you, just lay down, don't be engaged. Faith without works is dead. I really want to say to my fellow Christians out there, if you're not voting, you're insane. I mean, you're crazy. We're going to start the next hour. I'm going to recap all the martial law, cyber attack, Democrats prepping for it. And I'm going to open the phones up about the subject. Got a bunch of other geopolitical news and economic news. But we're going to get ahead of this, and we're doing it. And we've got massive viewers on InfoWars, X, radio stations, massive people are out there. So you've got, pardon me? That's right. Naomi Wolf is coming up. I need to tell folks about that as well. But before I go to break, you have a decision to make. Voting for free speech, voting for the tip of the spear. InfoWars can be shut down in 22 days. We'll put the clock up on the screen. On the 13th of November, if bad guys get it. Regardless, we need your support whether InfoWars goes on or whether we have these sponsors. 21 days, 11 hours, 5 minutes, 14 seconds. I need you to back our sponsors. I need you to go to drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's great supplement company. He's the guy that developed our other great supplements at InfoWars. They are incredible. They are game-changing. You need to go to drjonesnaturals.com, and they're there. I mean, look at this. Next Level Foundational Energy is not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. It has the breakdown of folic acid, strong with the finish, eat the spinach, but most people can't absorb much folic acid in the cells. It's the engine driver, the cleaner. This is pure. Everybody can absorb 100% of this. Particularly Northern Europeans have trouble absorbing folic acid. So if you have a deficiency in it, you're going to be blown off the wall. So only take a half dose at first. If not, you'll still feel great energy. And it's so good for your body. Clean your cells out and get great energy with no letdown. Next Level Foundational Energy, drjonesnaturals.com. Then there's other great products like Top Brain. It is a stimulant, super strong, super powerful, and works amazing. Top Brain, drjonesnaturals.com. Cabachill isn't a depressant, so it's in the take it during the day, gives you focused, clean energy. At night, it does make you sleep better. It all depends on what system you're involved in during the day with your metabolic rate. Cabachill, 60% off. It's about to sell out. It's a loss leader. We also have something that creates all these great amino acids that your gut flora grows when you have it. That's just one of the things it does. All the key seed sprouts that are super energy, the concentrate of it, fiber green capsules. It's an amazing formula. drjonesnaturals.com. Also, a limited supply of the original super blue fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified with nano silver, iodine, tea tree, peppermint. All of it is at stock at drjonesnaturals.com. We have the whole food multivitamin from concentrated whole food multivitamins. Amazing for your whole body. And we have immune support with the winner right now. An incredible, very strong concentrated formula. It's all available at drjonesnaturals.com. It's great products. I need you to make the decision to go there. I want to thank those that have, want to encourage those that haven't. We need your aid right now. You'll decide whether we continue on or not, one way or another. Take action now. Your country, the planet needs you. It's a time for action. drjonesnaturals.com. Then, don't forget another great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. More t-shirts, more great ball caps, more great hoodies, incredible supplements like the concentrated sea moss superfood. Take an hour to describe it all. Incredible. And then we've got now the gut cleanse formula in and the 60 billion over-the-top amazing probiotic. Those are now in, up to 55% off. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And sign up and be a VIP member. Get $40 free a month on your purchases, all at thealexjonesstore.com. Those are the coordinates of victory and great products. Take action now. We'll be right back. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm just ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order.
Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, that Trump was coming to town to be on the Joe Rogan show this week, and it's been announced he's on Friday. Trump will be right down the street. Maybe I'll go see him. But the reason that's important, I'll explain after the break when all the stations join us. Naomi Wolf's got huge breaking news. She'll be joining us. We'll intersperse with all this other martial law news, how to stop it. And then I've got all the other information. We'll be covering the waterfront with Naomi Wolf coming up. But I'm not up there going, hey, I see, I told you Robert F. Kennedy that Friday would announce he was joining Trump 5 days before. Or I posed the Rogan thing a few weeks ago. It's bigger than me just telling you stuff nobody else has. And I did get that from Rogan, but I didn't use the fact I got it from him because it was off record. I then got it from the campaign. But that's not the news. The news is Kamala said she'd do it and is now chickened out. Now, she may change that, but it just shows you how floundering they are. Because she'd agreed, and Rogan said he would only do it if they both did it. And then when they had them both agreeing, that's when he finally did it, because he didn't, you know, he wanted to be just issue-driven, not political. I'll explain it when we come back. I kind of just did right there, but it's just ridiculous. But the reason the globalists want me off the air is because I can integrate all the martial law news and all the preparation and predict what they're going to do. It's not hard to do, but no other pundit will do it because they don't want to go out on a limb. We're not going out on a limb. We're exposing it to stop them. And of course, we may not stop them. And people, oh God, Jones is even more incredible. I want to say we stopped them. All right. We're going to go to break. Very important information coming up. Stay with us. I can't do this without you. Please make the decision to support us right now.
Wear a Trump t-shirt, put a sign on the lawn, wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the number shows, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance. Old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting added every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue. And it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves because it's true. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our bestsellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. And I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both, thealexjonesstore.com, right now at this critical time. InfoWars can be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this, but your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now's the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well, and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
As
you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm about to tell you a story about Trump, Harris, and Joe Rogan before we go to Naomi Wolf for the rest of the hour with all the huge news, election, poison shot news. It's so important it all goes together. Not to say, oh, I told you 2 weeks ago that, yes, Rogan was going to be interviewing Trump and reportedly Harris, even before, you know, that's sort of getting talked about with Harris, because Rogan didn't want to be political. He wanted it to be issue-driven, and he wanted to have them both on if he was going to do it, he told me. But that was off record, so I never said it. I just called, talked to the Trump people, and they said, yeah, we are intending to come. I was told last week that he would be here this week. Now it's been announced this Friday. Trump will be in South Austin at Rogan's studio. It's going to be huge. And the latest I've heard, not from Rogan, because I've been friends with Rogan 26 years, and he's a private guy, and he tells me a lot of stuff, and I don't never put it on air. But then once it's, you know, in the air, I can talk about it. And, you know, on the air, I can talk about it. And as of now, and this isn't from Rogan, Harris was saying she'd do it, but now there's some chickening out going on. So, and then at that point, Rogan will still just have, you know, Trump on because he's obviously irritated by Harris. We'll see if it happens, but she's going to look like a fool on there because he's going to let her talk. And you know, she came to do a 10-minute interview with acting like a total buffoon. So that just shows how empty she is. She had a fake town hall with Liz Cheney, the most unpopular Republican and daughter of one of the worst war criminals in history. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it's a fake town hall. So that is not going to go well with Rogan. I predicted she'd chicken out, and I think that's still what's going to happen. And that's what I hear is going on, and none of that's from Rogan. So... there you go. Tomorrow's news today. Now, I've been wanting to get Naomi Wolf on, and she's on with us today. She was able to come on, and she wants to give me an update on the Pfizer papers, the greatest crime in humanity ever. You know, tens of millions dead from the shots growing. The public's woken up to this. This could bring down the whole corrupt system. We'll get to that update with her in a moment. Forward by Stephen K. Bannon, the Pfizer papers, edited by Amy Wolf, the New York Times bestselling author and former Democrat advisor with Amy Kelly. And we're going to hit that with her coming up at the bottom of the hour. But I'm glad when I said have her send her topics that she also wants to talk about what I'm already talking about, because she's a smart lady and she's been on the same page as me for decades about how they're secretly training the military for martial law. That was always in leaked documents that were confirmed to be real. Now, for the first time in modern history since the Civil War, an executive order has been reissued by Biden, and then the Pentagon a month ago, and we'll show you the documents again, didn't just say they're ready to kill U.S. citizens, but run government, take over government, run intelligence operations. So they put this out, and then Kamala Harris, all over the stump and with Bret Baier last week, with no proof, just says Trump is going to use the military to kill citizens. Then Carbel, and we played the video first hour, it's up on Infowars.com, Carbel goes on MSNBC and says Trump's going to kill black people with troops. You know, Trump's coming after us. We need an armed uprising to stop Trump. What? Trump's going to have the military? What?
And then they're the ones that are going to be in power when he's president-elect if he gets past the fraud. And they're the ones saying civil war conditions with Jamie Raskin. So what are they doing here? Well, obviously they're going to stage a false flag and blame Trump supporters. They've had these generals on TV. Oh, when the voting takes, you know, days or weeks in Pennsylvania and Georgia and places, Republicans are going to get violent. No, we're not. So this is like a jigsaw puzzle with 100 pieces. You're down to the last three. It's not it's not a guess to say they've said civil war conditions. They're not going to go quietly. And Naomi Wolf sent me her points, which were before I even started the show and said all this. She's on the same page, not because she's listening to me, probably because you can see it if you're well-researched, and her husband's worked in intelligence, you name it. Why the Dems won't hand over power in a peaceful transition? Why are liberals actually afraid of a Trump re-election? In what way is VP Harris a terrible female candidate? And then we'll get into the huge poison shot news, one of the greatest crimes in history. So Dr. Naomi Wolf, dailyclout.io on X, Naomi R. Wolf. Doctor, good to have you here with us. Let's get into 13 days out from the election and the telegraphing of the Democrats. And 25% of the ballots are in Europe or overseas for Georgia. Who believes that? And it's going to take a long time. And and the feds are having the states put illegals back on the voter rolls. What is going on here, Dr. Wolf?
It's so predictable. And, you know, as you said in your introduction, you and I have been on the same page literally for decades. And it's not because we are geniuses, though no doubt we are. It's because we read history and there's only one way a democracy closes. And it's with these preset, fully understood, well-studied steps that that leaders are well aware of. So the last time I was on your show, I talked about how leading up to the election, there would be exactly what we're seeing, cyber attacks, power outages. And, you know, some of these are organic, some are manipulated. It's insane that the people of Appalachia, North Carolina, have to wait for weeks or months to have their power reconnected, to have their roads reconnected. These are acts of war. The neglect of by FEMA, the reluctance or inability or choice, I would say, of FEMA not to put crew and equipment in place.
Administrative siege, bureaucratic murder.
Bureaucratic murder, exactly right. And you contrast that to the reaction in advance by Florida, by the governor of Florida. And, you know, there was very little loss of life. People got their lights back on very quickly. You can't keep pretending these things are just accidents. This is how war is being waged upon us. There are Americans still buried in rubble. You know, their bodies haven't been recovered. People are sick and without groceries or food or clean water, suffering from dysentery weeks now after this natural disaster because of choices by the government. And this is just one example, Alex. I looked on the FEMA website 2 days ago and they were boasting that they got 29 pallets of canned goods to the people of North Carolina and that helicopters were standing by. That's what they're boasting about on their website. Meanwhile, hundreds of millions got sent to Ukraine. Millions got sent to Lebanon. You know, it in the weeks since Americans were buried in rubble and left to starve and drown. So that's an act of war. We've got apartment complexes in now four states that have been taken over by organized gangs and cartels. And this came up in a vice presidential interview. And the interviewer said, well, it's just a handful of apartment buildings. That's an act of war. How do people think that militias take over countries in countries that we are bringing down the government through gangs that have been empowered and funded that organize outside the rule of law and take things over?
That's how the communists took over in 1917. It's how the Nazis took over in 1933 with the brown shirts. I mean, this is a standard procedure.
Standard. Black shirts, brown shirts, you know, Red Guard, Stalin's people, over and over, this is how it's done. And the fact that, you know, police officers are pretty much saying there's nothing we can do, American police officers, that's the sign of a war. Like the last time we spoke, you said, how will we recognize the triggering event? And it was one of the darkest moments of my life in media because I had to say, Alex, it's already happened. You know, it's in the past.
I agree.
Like the war the war is among us, right? It's a different kind of war, but it's, this is the battleground.
Asymmetrical destabilization. And notice with war, they also lie when you're first being attacked. They deny what the Haitians are doing. They deny the gangs. The governor of Colorado said it was a fantasy while he was ordering the police to do nothing. That's the first big sign, is when they're doing it and lying to you unified.
Totally. I mean, I'll give you another example. You know, as I always say, I'm the daughter and granddaughter of legal immigrants to this country. I am not anti-immigrant, right? You know, it's not racist to raise questions about what's happening now. Around the corner, there's lines going around the block for people who came into this country illegally, visibly of fighting age or reproductive age, right? Visibly able-bodied, not like normal refugees, which are all kinds of ages and all kinds of ability levels and bringing their families and so on. But young men, young healthy men, a smaller number of young healthy women standing in line.
It's not a smorgasbord. And we have hundreds of videos of whether it's Asians or whether it's Middle Easterners or whether it's Africans or Chinese. They're wearing the same boots, the same shirts, the same backpacks. And you know military when you look at it. And they look like officer corps.
Totally. And we've got Vice President Harris claiming in interviews that it's President Trump's fault. But, you know, two clicks in, you can see on the White House website that she was in charge of a three-country staging area with a lot of private stakeholders who want cheap labor, with the State Department and the UN, who are bringing in these, you know, clearly identically dressed, identical sources for these clothing, you know, brand new clothing, clean clothing. This, you know, ordinary citizens don't look like this, right?
Yeah, for folks who don't know, the way we've been able to, even with covert troops in World War One and World War Two, the Germans and the Allies would say, look at their shoes. Even their plain clothes, they're wearing the same boots. You know that's a unit. Look at this. And it's over and over again. Asians, Middle Easterners, it's always the same boots and backpacks.
Absolutely. And there's also this extraordinary, and this is more like ambiguous, but I've observed immigrants and refugees coming into countries for decades as a journalist, conflict areas around the world. And they never act entitled because they're grateful to be safe. They're grateful to be here. They've come to this country. They want to come to this country. And it's not a sense of impunity. The people coming in, being shipped into Brooklyn, shipped into
swaggering.
They are literally, where I live in Brooklyn, they've commandeered the sidewalks and they're driving their motorized bikes crazily along the sidewalks, scaring elderly people, disabled people, children, and literally the locals who are all different colors, right? From all different countries, but they're Americans, right? They've been here. They care about this country. They are saying to one another, who are these people? Everything has changed. They're showing no regard or respect for our culture or our laws. And the signal isn't their attitude. That could be cultural or culture shock or whatever. It's the fact that our law and order, you know, our law enforcement has clearly been directed to let it unfold, if not to facilitate it. So this is what the war looks like. And I can tell you, if I can fast forward a little bit, you know, let's look at Cuba. Like, what I love about you and your show and your researchers, Alex, is that you always look at the right indicators, right? And you ignore the dumb or distracting indicators. Well, I'm sure you've talked about this. Cuba, right? They're in darkness. There's a Chinese presence on Cuba, which is right off our shores. It's where you would stage yourself if you were a hostile other superpower trying to be the world's hegemon, communist superpower. That's our, you know, deathly adversaries, China, in alliance with the globalists. And I think there's been a test run in Cuba. Cuba's been in darkness now for days. They have no electricity. They're rioting to the extent that they can in the streets. You know, medicine has collapsed. Food delivery has collapsed. Crime is no doubt spiking. Terrible things happen in darkness. I can say this to you as someone, again, who's covered conflict areas where there's been failures of a grid. All right. Well, isn't this a test run? You know, if they see it play out in Cuba, crushing people, destabilizing the society. And again, this kind of nonsense BS narrative. Oh, well, we've got to change the government in order to have an energy grid. That's not true, right? Unless you're China and the globalists using Cuba to demonstrate to China and the globalists that there's an outage that can bring a country to its knees. Okay, move on now to Florida. Move on now to South Dakota. Move on to all the red states right after the election, right? Leave the red states in darkness. Turn the lights on in the blue states. I mean, there are many ways you can slice this form of attack, but what we're seeing in real time is a country right off our shores. You know, literally people can escape from Cuba and land, as they have done in the past, on the shores of Florida, on the shores of the United States. At a signal, our energy grid could go down. And who runs our energy grid? All the solar installations, all the wind installations, China, right? All the electric vehicles, you know, are kept going by components from China. If China wants to switch off our energy grid and switch off our, well, let's add this piece of the puzzle, the talk about the shipyard workers and the container unloaders going on strike. That was narrowly averted, but you can bet that that's a test run, because if the shipping stops in the ports that many of them, China owns the real estate around, like San Diego, then you're going to have empty shelves in the United States. So what I'm thoroughly persuaded about, and you and I have accurately predicted 95% of these disruptions that we've just normalized, right? Because no one's calling it war. So it's like, oh, you know, people are dying in Appalachia. I guess that's natural. Oh, people's kids have to be injected with a dangerous, untested, disabling, sterilizing mRNA injection in California. I guess that's not war, right? All over, we're normalizing this. But what I thoroughly expect, and, you know, last time I think I bet you dinner that, you know, with you and your wife, that we would, you know, see more of these upheavals leading into the election. I don't have to bet you because I know you know it. You've predicted it. I know that we're going to see, and they're signaling it, you know, we're not going to have an accurate count of the election. Almost all the battleground states, if not all of them, have signaled that it's going to be 4 days. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to say it's going to be 4 days. It's going to be 5 days. It's going to be 6 days. It's going to be 2 weeks. We don't have an accurate count. Oh, no, we have no electricity. We can't count the ballots. They're electronic machines, right? The electricity is down. I mean, we are this close to that. And then what I thoroughly predict is that there won't be an outcome to the election, and there will be lots of, you know, unrest and grids going down and food not coming onto shelves. And then they'll provoke, they'll take all these healthy men and women and provoke riots and a crime spree. And that's where it really gets scary. And they'll blame it, as you just heard, on the Trump supporters who will be defending themselves, right? And the first time a Trump supporter, you know, defends him or herself against an intruder, that will be a cause célèbre. And they will lie about, you know, and at that point, how will you know? Because the grid will be down. Oh, they'll say, you know, Trump supporters have set off a dirty bomb in Philadelphia. How will you know, right? Your grid will be down. Your Wi-Fi will be down. And then there will be rioting across the country using these millions of people they've shipped in, trained, organized. And then
a surface-to-air missile blamed on Iran shoots down Trump Force One, and he's dead, and then they start rounding up the leadership of the resistance, which the Democrats are saying, once we get Trump, we've got to get all the resistors who aren't even right-wing, we're just populists who don't want to be in a slave system, and then you've got all the Democrats surrogates from Raskin to Carbel to Harris saying Trump's going to use the military, we're about to have martial law, so when all this goes down, they blame Trump. You've got Senator Blumenthal introducing legislation to strip Trump for domestic military powers. But then meanwhile, as I mentioned, I want to bring this up with you right now. I know you've covered it. This Pentagon directive to prepare for civil unrest and killing Americans. So they're pointing the gun at us, the martial law, taking the safety off, cocking the hammer, and then Saul Alinsky style blaming Trump for it. And as you said, Dr. Wolf, they've initiated this now. I don't know exactly how they're going to trigger it, as you just said, but I'm on the same page as you. What do we do about this? We obviously raise the alarm, but if people think they won't be this crazy, they rolled out a virus in a deadly shot that's killed over 20 million people. I mean, they are going for broke right now, not out of strength, out of weakness, but at the same time, if people don't face the full magnitude of the threat, then we'll be caught flat-footed, is my point.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I want to add a note. You're right to have identified Jamie Raskin. He's one of the scariest people signaling, you know, basically we're not going to hand it over. And they signal that for a reason. It means there's already a plan. The one thing I want to share before I answer that question is that I'm on a lot of mailing lists left over from when I was a darling of the left. And one of them is from the New Press, which is a left wing, you know, publishing house. And they're planning a panel with Jamie Raskin for a week or two after the election in which he's going to address a time of chaos and confusion, right? So they've already got that on their calendars. I don't have it on my calendar, right? I don't know for sure. I fear that it's going to be a time of chaos and confusion. But Jamie Raskin has it on his calendar, and they are selling tickets to his panel where he will be talking on around November 17th about a time of chaos and confusion for a Democratic audience. The other thing I've heard, because I'm still invited, you know, and I still go because I want to know what's going on, to these kind of insider globalist cocktail parties. There's one organization that keeps inviting me, God bless them. I keep hearing representatives on the Dem side saying things like if Republicans said them, they'd be arrested, saying things like, we can't let that happen vis-a-vis Trump, or we have to stop him. We have to stop him. They say these things that are one verb short or one shade short of, you know, illegal calls to targeted violence against this president and this candidate. And he has been shot at 3 times. So again, I don't think, you know, as I've said many times, these people never pass laws or regulations without a reason. The DOD, you know, mandate, I don't really even understand how it's legal to allow killing citizens. I mean, you and I started talking about this when there was a global war on terror, Bush 2 era directive that said that you could kill American citizens overseas. And they took out
enemy combatant. And now Biden has reissued it and expanded it. And then now they've actually greenlit it.
Right.
As you said, and Raskin's about to hold a forum a few weeks after the election about the time of chaos. It's all he said, we're not going to certify it. We're going to have civil war. I mean, they're telling us.
They're ordering it up. They're planning for it. They're not planning for it like we're going to do it. They're planning for it like they're going to do it. You know, and they're messaging it, they're packaging it, they're narrating it, and literally we have 30 million people of military age in place in barracks type conditions, as I said last time, that can be given directions.
And they've all been given phones by the NGOs, by the government. They all basically follow political orders because they can get deported if they don't. I mean, this is insane.
It's beyond insane. I mean, it is the war. And so you asked me what can we do short of telling people? Well, I think there's really important answers to that. And again, I want to honor the people of North Carolina. They could have rioted. They could have broken down. They could have lost their minds. They could have, you know, gone after FEMA officials and strung them up and then, you know, given the federal government an excuse to turn that whole area into occupied FEMA land with quarantine camps. But they didn't. And so the most important, but you know what they did is they activated their networks. They activated the churches. They created volunteer distribution centers, individuals.
Naomi Wolf, stay there. You're on fire. We're going to come back with more on this, on solutions, and look at the bio war attack, the UN treaties, the latest on the Pfizer papers, and the new book. Stay with us. This is history, and we're so blessed you're all here. Everybody, share the word now.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. 3 bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
All right, things are moving very, very quickly here. Last night I went over to see my parents, and they had just talked to a family member who had gone in to vote, and she's a smart lady, a business lady, and she's older than my mom. I'll just leave it at that, close in the family. And she went in to vote for Trump. She's been a Democrat in the past, but voted for Trump the first time and the second time. Held her nose the first time, now gets it all, deprogrammed, she loves him. And hundreds of people are told, oh, sorry, the machines aren't working, just give us your ballots. And then the reports are flooding in all over the country of that happening. And, of course, they've said in Texas, the Secretary of State said 2 weeks ago, oh, we've been ordered by the FBI, the Justice Department, to just let people vote with non-citizen IDs. It's happening all over the nation. Well, now this, Daily Pundit's reporting, Tarrant County, Texas voters report problems with voting machines. People who selected Trump on the screen are seeing Kamala Harris on the printed ballot. And now that they're naming names, it's all happening. So MTG came on Friday and talked about it. It became a huge top story, you know, like 20 million views on my channel alone. And they were threatening to sue her and everything. All she said was, I'm being told this by constituents, and show what they were telling her. And now it's being reported all over the country in local newspapers. People are confirming it. Dr. Naomi Wolf is our guest. She got cut off by the break getting into solutions. And an example of North Carolina, community coming together, getting their own stories out through the independent media that's the real media, and responding to this asinine claim that Trump's going to use the military to kill people, that Harris and her surrogates are saying Trump needs to come out and say, you're the ones putting out military directives. Why are you putting out military directives for civil unrest and killing people? Trump should be, I love our military. They don't like this. Well, what are you doing? Why are you saying I'm doing it? Because they're telegraphing what's going to happen, and Dr. Wolf's dead on how they're going to trigger it. And then that's their excuse for this uprising that Jamie Raskin's promised. I mean, we are, this is equivalent, it's happened to me a few times, four or five times, but twice I got hit, twice I got out of the way. You go through a green light, somebody runs it, and you have that split second moment. Do I, okay, is there a car in front of me? Do I accelerate? Do I slam the brakes on? Or, oh, too late, boom, you're hit. We're in that moment right now. We know we're in the intersection. They've run the red light. We don't know exactly how it's going to hit us or if we can miss it, but there's this pregnant feeling I have. I don't know how to describe it, of like, it's not even frustration. It's just horrible that people aren't used to tyranny like this in America. For all our problems, we've been relatively free of this since the Civil War to a great extent, of something this magnitude. And now there's no doubt. And then Israel's about to hit Iran, and you've got Ukraine saying they want nukes. I mean, there are those times, Dr. Wolf, as you know, in history, and I'm going to shut up and go back to what you're previously saying and then elaborate on this, when everything realigns, and we know we're at that point, not just here, but worldwide. And I just don't know how we impress on people that it's going down, and they better get ready. Dr. Wolf.
I mean, you're preaching to the choir. You know, we've both been screaming that this day would come for a couple of decades, and here it is. What, just to finish the thought from before the break, you know, North Carolina is an example to us because they refused to freak out. They were hit by a horrible set of circumstances. The federal government, I would say, waged war against them, lethal war, by withholding life-saving support, and they refused to freak out, and they turned to their neighbors to survive. And so they are going to survive. And, you know, the more armed you can be in self-defense, the better off you are, and the more, obviously, I'm saying something we've said a million times, you know, the more you have enough food for 6 months and you have enough water and you know a farmer and you have bullets and you have cash, the better off you'll be, the more you know how to, you know, have a, use a walkie-talkie or a satellite phone, because the grid is going to go down. The more you've printed out your paper assets, don't rely on the banks, because you won't be able to access ATMs. You won't be able to access your bank statements digitally, right? Just give up on anything that isn't analog and have your plan B in advance. But also, you know, as we were saying, the most important thing you can do is not freak out. I mean, people have lived through, we're babies in a way, historically, in the United States. We've been so blessed. You know, we've barely had any attacks on our homeland. We don't know what it's like to have the kind of instability and absence of the rule of law that we're seeing now in our cities. And we're kind of in shock. But the most important thing is not to give in to shock, because I promise you from my study of history that this is what's going to happen. And my husband's a big influence on me. He was embedded with special forces. You know, they're trained to do to other countries what is being done to us. And one of the things he says a lot is we would go in and make examples. And so one of the things you can expect is that some high profile dissidents, and I hope, you know, you have good security. I know I have good security, but some high profile dissidents early on after the election are going to be framed. And then either our military, who now has a directive saying they can do this, which is completely unconstitutional, or one of these cartels is going to create some very shocking scenes of violence against well-known people. And those shocking scenes of violence will be broadcast everywhere in what's left of the legacy media, or perhaps by then there will be only like government radio, government broadcasts, emergency broadcasts. But you're going to see shocking things, or you're going to see a handful of people who pray outside abortion clinics or, you know, refuse the injection. They're going to have their kids taken away from them, and that will be turned into some gigantic story. And the purpose of that is demoralization, which is a step on the way of subjugating a superpower like ours, right? Any country, one step is demoralization. And then we're going to be in shock. you know, we're going to be unable to process what's happening. That's the danger. That's more dangerous than cartels. That's more dangerous than no electricity. That's more dangerous than even this directive.
And I totally agree with you. And the other big one is truck bomb blows up black college or some big black gathering blamed on Trump supporters. That'll be the big demonization tactic and say, you're not with them, are you? Just like they provocateur January 6th and then said everybody there for the Trump rally was involved and it was less than 1/10 of, you know, 1% that even got tricked by the feds to go in. They're going to need something to demonize us because they're saying Trump's coming with the military to kill you. Trump supporters are going to kill you. It's clearly a pre-scripted. I'm trying to figure out exactly what they put in as that final piece.
Well, it's pre-scripted to allow, I mean, one of the things that's happening, which is so interesting, is that a well-known liberal pundit explained to, I think, Tucker Carlson recently that if, Mark Halperin, if there is a Trump victory, half the country is going to have a mental health breakdown. And it's not going to be the Trump supporters, right? It's the liberals. It's my former team. They will not be able to process the fact that half the country will have sided with what they're being told is a murderous psychopath and joined into a murderous attack against them. And that's how, you know, my loved ones who are listening to NPR and CNN, they keep slipping into this trauma of perceiving people who support President Trump or RFK Jr. or even are opposed to this regime as murderous. You know, how can you? And that's what they're being told, that, you know, it's this activation of this like reptile brain fear. They really, truly believe that. So you have to recognize that half the population, if there is a Trump victory or not a Trump victory or the victory is withheld and it all gets litigated and there's chaos, half the country is already traumatized. And so it's very easy. And they did this with Germany too, right? They're going to stab you in the back, those Jews. They're going to, you know, starve your children, those Jews, right? They primed the populace to accept any amount of violence against those people because they already told the dominant population that those people had a lethal, were like lethal infection.
And then once the tyrant sets a precedent with a small group, an Alex Jones, which they admit I was the test case for all the lawfare and things, then they expand it out to everybody. So we've all got to hang together. The good news is there is a mass awakening. We have the initiative. I think you agree with that. How do we mitigate this? And how good a chance do you think we have? Because clearly the steel's on. They're trying it again. They're doing the same thing in 2020, but more open. A, do you think we can reverse this? And then what happens if we are able to reverse it? Then they just hand Trump this big disaster, or they still go with the civil unrest while he's president-elect. They've admitted they're going to try to stop that. I mean, this is the most crazy time of our lives. Folks, you're living right now in epic history. I think the audience knows that, but I just can't even believe it myself.
No, exactly. But at least you understand it. Other people are reacting, and they keep thinking it'll go back to normal, right? So I guess what I want to say, you know, sometimes I get really tired and I complain to my husband. I'm like, why isn't this over? I think I said that in 2020, 2021. And he said, you know, it's not a battle, it's a war. And he always reminds me the war for independence lasted for years. So the number one thing we have to accept is that this isn't going to be over on November 5th. It's not going to be over at the end of January. There's probably not going to be a timely inauguration. The country is probably going to be in a state of whipped up chaos and subversion. I think you should plan for 6 good months. I think you should plan to be calm and have enough food and have cash for 6 months at least. And here's the way to get through it, because it's not going to be one short sharp shock, Alex. That's not how these people play. They're going to attack and attack and attack and attack and attack. And the only thing we can do is, you know, as Brian says, force them to use up their resources. And the best thing we can do is carry on with peaceful civil society. They want to destabilize us. We can refuse to be destabilized.
And if they cut the web off to the general public, which they say they've already, that's what the kill switch is. It's not to the government and the corporate media. It'll be just everybody else, which they're now admitting. Everybody goes to the universities. Everybody goes to the schools. Everybody goes to the churches. You speak up. And the majority, and I want to get into the book and have you back tomorrow if you want, because I want to do a whole hour on the book, but we will hit the book some too, because it shows how they tried their whole COVID attack. Looked like they were winning at first, went on for a few years. Now it's totally backfired. So that can give people faith, even though they did kill a lot of people and maim a lot. we actually overall have won that. I'll see if you.
You won it.
So, exactly. So we're going to talk about that in a moment, but to give people faith, because it's evidence right in front of you. Speaking of what you said, people are scared to go to the mainline church and speak out, or, you know, the synagogue, or the university. These videos are coming in everywhere. It's what I'm seeing in Austin. This is a Benny Johnson video clip from the University of Georgia. Trump event next to Kamala event, University of Georgia. Look at what happens. Giant masses of people, you know, there for the Trump event, you know, nothing for Kamala, and they're all lining up at the tables for Trump. This is what I'm seeing. That's why the system's so panicked. Here's the clip. Folks, we really are the majority now, and there's a lot of followers that haven't gotten that yet. Instead of hating a lot of the people that are bots of the empire, we are the rebels. We're the Americans. Every race, color, and creed. We're the good guys. We're here to help. Let's act like that, Naomi.
Yeah, I expected he's going to win in a landslide, but unfortunately, we're not in a time in history where that's the end of the story for this election. Point I want to make is that in many states, it's legal to take a photograph of your ballot. And we on Daily Clout have a map showing where it's legal or where it's likely to be legal. I don't agree with it ever being illegal, but for now, we can't encourage people to break the law. Point is, if you live in one of those states where it's legal or maybe legal, take a photograph of your ballot as you're in the voting booth and blur the name and send it to us at info@dailyclout.io, and we'll keep an archive. It won't be perfect. It won't be everyone, but at least there will be an independent third-party archive to keep a tally. It's ridiculous that we're dependent on these machines that anyone can hack. My developer explained that you can give someone in China or Serbia the back-end credentials of these machines, and they can change the outcome from their location.
Oh, they've caught them nationwide and in Michigan with embedded secret chips in them for remote control. So Naomi Wolf, come back as soon as you want, because I'm going to do a whole hour on the book. People need to get the new book, the great folks at Skyhorse. Explain to people. I mean, I know most of the audience gets this, but I think you were nodding your head earlier. They hit us. They snuck attack us with their Operation Lockstep, Event 201, but it boomeranged. They now admit they have no credibility, the WEF, the globalist, and that's why we have to keep hammering this so they don't do it again and for the victims of this. So the new book, The Pfizer Papers, forward by political prisoner Bannon, edited by Naomi Wolf with Amy Kelly, absolutely a must read. Pfizer's Crimes Against Humanity. Give us a few minutes, 6, 7, 8 minutes on the book, and then you name the time, because I'm only on the air at InfoWars for 21 days. A good chance it's going to be shut down, just to show you the climate we're in, folks. Why this is still front and center.
Yeah, well, I'll come back whenever your producer calls me. So I'll come back, you know, any time, because, you know, this is the most important show in many ways, especially now that Steve Bannon is in prison. You know, you're carrying the torch for everybody, and it's the most important subject of our time.
It's not about me or Bannon or even you. It shows the urgency that they're literally, I mean, I've told the story 100 times, and people didn't believe it. It hit the news a week later. They sent the U.S. trustee federal agent here with no court order to close us 14 weeks ago. And I said, oh my God, they're about to kill Trump that day on air. Because, I mean, I knew it wasn't about me, Dr. Wolf. It's obviously, this is war. I mean, this is crazy. They want us off air. They want Bannon in prison.
Yeah, actually, the last time I was on your show, I talked about how, an essay I'd written right after the first assassination attempt against President Trump, pointing out that I thought that it was a Biden regime hit, basically, and that there was a civil war in the White House and Biden would be ousted. And that's exactly what happened, you know, shortly after. But right after I was on your show, I got kicked off of X and you guys helped get me back on. But that's how over the target we are in this conversation. So, yeah, the book, The Pfizer Papers, which is out now at last and is an historic landmark book that will save many lives, inform your loved ones about what happened to them, what they can do to heal, explain the science of this injection and how this is the greatest crime against humanity in recorded history. It's shocking headline after shocking headline. And I can summarize those if you like, but mostly what I want to say is it fits so well with what we were saying a minute ago, Alex. This was a rollout of something intended to kill us, right? Intended to sterilize us, causing neurological events at industrial scale, blood clotting, lung clotting, leg clotting, horrific reproductive damage, 360-degree reproductive damage to men and to women and to babies. All of this is documented from Pfizer's own internal documents through this book put together by 3,250 volunteer doctors and scientists under the leadership of Steve Bannon and Amy Kelly. And it's, you know, it's the crime scene. Like, they've thoroughly documented in one book the crime scene.
And I'm going to read the book, but I've talked to people that have read it in the synopsis. This is the update, and even, I'm not saying more important, but the companion, and so now we know no more, actually more important than the real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is the part two of that, bringing even more receipts. And it's a record of this Nuremberg, beyond Nuremberg level, crimes of Nuremberg 2.0 that we must have.
Absolutely. But the hopeful point I want to make, even though you'll be absolutely shocked reading this book, I mean, shocked that they knew they were damaging children's hearts, shocked that they knew that they were killing babies in the womb, shocked that they knew that they killed 1,225 people within 3 months, just in the post-marketing rollout, shocked that there was a cover-up at the level of the White House to keep parents from hearing that they were damaging children's hearts, shocked that they knew they were damaging women's menstrual cycles and have charts keeping track of the damage, that they knew they were injuring babies through breast milk and have charts keeping track of the damage. All of that is shocking. But to your point about optimism in the face of what we're heading into as a country, this was intended to bring us to our knees. My own reporting shows that this injection was done in an MOU with China. China, Fosun Pharmaceuticals, produced 1 billion doses of this in concert with BioNTech, Pfizer's subsidiary. They opened 14 manufacturing plants in Western Europe, 12 in the United States. So, and the IP switched over to China for this injection in 2021. So this is a bioweapon manufactured by our worst enemy. And as my husband points out, they want our food supply, they want our energy grid, they want our ports, they want our water supply, they want our farmland, they don't want our population. And then you look at the way that people are dying and being disabled. Ed Dowd points out that 1 million Americans are identifying themselves as disabled every month post-injection. You look at the 13 to 20% drop in live births in North America and Western Europe, which this book, the Pfizer papers, explains. And then you look at these 30 million able-bodied people who were not asked to take this injection. And as Ed Dowd points out, just wait. If you wait five years, you're going to see deaths and disabilities in Western Europe and North America among the Western population, right? The ones who remember a republic. And you're going to see this replacement by this population imported from some of the worst tyrannies around the world. Who are exempt from the shots. And that's the plan. But the hopeful note is people organized, moms organized, you know, people challenged their school boards. People took risks to bring this information to the public. People took risks like you did to, you know, bring the news as we were bringing it out, you know, month by month to the public. Doctors took risks. Doctors were delicensed. People said no, and they got the word out. And now Pfizer's revenues are down to pre-2016 levels, and people taking the booster are in the single digits. And I don't even believe that, because that's CDC numbers. So,
and the globalist own internal documents keep leaking. They say basically UN documents, 95% hate them. The public wants, you knows their, I mean, they know they screwed up. This was their big Disease X global power grab, and it didn't work.
It didn't work, but my point is it didn't work because we didn't let it work, right? There were
And so it was hard, but we survived this, even though they killed a lot. We politically and culturally, we survived it, and we're going to survive this attempted martial law.
If we do the same things, right? The countries that didn't survive complied. The countries that resisted, and this is why we have to think in terms of battle and war and not like one short, sharp shock, right? You know, we're injured. People are dying. Our loved ones are dying. Our loved ones have respiratory problems, skin problems, eye problems, joint problems, heart problems, liver, all the things you're going to read in this book. But people woke up. They're not taking any more of this. There's been a massive turning away from allopathic medicine toward the kinds of, you know, taking care of ourselves that you described with, you know, your own supplements that you're rightly telling people to find out about. You know, people don't trust their doctors blindly. They don't trust Big Pharma blindly. They're not rushing.
People are waking up. Dr. Wolf, we're out of time. I want to just invite you right now because the quickening's here. The election's 13 days away. I want to have you on this week, next week for another hour. And I'd like to invite you to host an hour or two. You pick the time. I'd love for you to host the show. I mean, I'll be here behind the scenes running around, you know, on the deck because we're, you know, on the parapets here. This place is literally, you know, in the political war on fire. People need to get the book, the Pfizer Papers, Naomi Wolf, Stephen K. Bannon, Amy Kelly, get the book, the Pfizer Papers. Dr. Wolf, we'll talk to you soon and Godspeed.
Thank you so much. What an honor. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Honor to have you. All right, guys, get her set up. Pick a time. Get her to host an hour next week. Get her on with me for an hour. Let's do it. Got to get her on. One of the smartest people out there that really knows what she's doing. All right. The next hour is coming up with the great Maria Z in studio. Owen Schroyer is in an hour and, you know, 6 minutes or so, 5 minutes or so. It's an InfoWar. Millions of you are tuned in right now on radio stations. Millions on X. Millions on InfoWars. Share the link on your email list, your text message. Tell them that you share it with them. Share it. Tell those they give it to share it and so on. Complete the chain reaction. It's happening now. We'll probably reach 50 million people today because of you. You are everything, and I need funds to battle the globalist. I am fearless. I am tireless because God gives me the energy to do it, gave me the spirit and the will. But I need you to help me, and I've got great products for you. Take action now, 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 now. DrJonesNaturals.com. Incredible products to boost your immune system. Incredible next level foundational energy that is a stimulant that acts like one with no letdown and cleans out your cells at the same time and is, you know, anti-cancer, all of it. Next level foundational energy. The whole food multivitamin, the concentrated green capsules from the seed sprouts. And if you want a nootropic actual stimulant, oh, Top Brain's incredible. And Rocket Rest, the incredible herbal sleep aid. It'll blow you away. Nothing's better for your immune system than deep, restful sleep. It's all available at drjonesnaturals.com. The coordinates to keep us on air, but they shut down InfoWars. That sponsor will be critical on keeping us on air. So the great products, that's the action point, drjonesnaturals.com. Just the initials, drjonesnaturals.com. And then the alexjonesstore.com t-shirts. Incredible supplements, new ones, the gut cleanse, highest quality, anti-parasite, you name it, the 60 million probiotic, highest quality, private label, top-selling brand, all there, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com, and get $40 free each month with your purchases when you sign up for the VIP thing for $30 a month. You hear that? Yeah, make 10 bucks. It's all there. We make it easy to be part of the revolution against tyranny, but you must take action at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm just ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the new world order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now support free speech, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
No debating about it. The most important broadcast I've ever done. And I have no doubt tomorrow will be the most important because the quickening's here. It's going to just get more insane, more intense with 13 days to the election. The Democrats, deep state, are openly saying they're going to steal bigger than Dallas. But the groundswell is so huge. The mass awakening is so powerful. The great awakening is here. Regardless, they'll be defeated, even if they steal it, because no one's going to buy it. But they're going to go to full martial law. They've already said they are. Once this broadcast is over today, it'll be archived at man.video, infowars.com. We're still got that in force. The enemy's trying to take it down. We're on X right now, however long Musk can hang on. But here's what I wanted to say to you before I go to break. Maria Z comes in and takes over. Does a great job with a ton of breaking news. History's happening now. You can face the facts, speak up. Vote, support, pray. There's a lot of us, a lot more than them. We'll win. But if you don't face the full situation we're up against, it's game over. The tyrants have judged you and think that you're weak and are going to roll over. I've bet on you for 30 years, and we've had devastating success because of God working through us and you taking action. And we've only begun to fight. So surrender means total enslavement and death. Fighting means you're on God's side, and it's invigorating, and we're going to win. And as Naomi Wolf kept saying, this is not a battle. This is a war. A war. And we've got the hearts and minds. We've got God on our side. We've even got the initiative and are even winning. But the enemy's got all the stolen money and their systems of control, and they're throwing everything they've got at us. So make no mistake. You know it in your gut. You know it intellectually. You know it spiritually. This is it. This is game time. This is history. This is everything we've been fighting and warning of, and now it's here, and it accelerates right at the end, and it's wild. And our enemies are scared. I can look at their body language, their own statements, and leaked videos of Biden and Obama, and they know. They've been at war with us. People always, oh, they don't care. They're idiots. They screwed things up. They're incompetent. No, they know exactly what they're doing. Fox headline, does Kamala care about the border? Yeah, she cares about destroying it, and has. They know exactly what they're doing. They're prosecuting a war against you. They're not Americans. They're a globalist occupying force. And I'm just blessed and honored to be part of the human resistance and so proud of the crew and so proud of the supporters and the activists, because you're not listeners. You're not spectators. You're not up in the stands. You're on the field. You're the men and women in the arena. And life is about a choice. Life is about choosing which side you're on, and it's the choice that matters. It's the destination that is the journey. The journey is the destination. And we're being measured right now. God's watching everything we're doing, and the journey is the destination. And that's what matters. I've got to remember that. As frustrated as I get, I got to give it to God. And then I've seen God time and time again come through, and our enemies are out in the open now, and they're scared because they bet on the wrong horse. They bet on Satan. So do what Dr. Wolf said. Care about your family. Be loving. Get ready. Get strong. Tell people what's coming. And we won't be caught completely flat-footed. But if folks don't listen to me, and if you don't share this report, and you don't take the archive of this show, and I mean save it to hard drive, because they'll cut the internet off, but you'll have it on hard drive, you'll have a little solar panel, you'll have a computer. If we go into full martial law, shows like this will be solid platinum in the fight. Because we're not just evergreen. As everything we said comes true, we become ultra green. Total green. Understand? No matter what happens to me, we continue on together, eternally with God. Maria Z's coming in. He's marching up through the gate, into the arena. Follow me on Exit Real Alex Jones now. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up. We're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
I've got a proposition for you that I think makes a lot of sense. Get great t-shirts that promote Americana and freedom and a message of anti-globalist tyranny, while at the same time keeping my broadcast on the air one way or another. Coming up on the 13th of November, 26 days as I've been taping this, we can easily be shut down. But regardless, we still have something of a First Amendment left. And if you back us, I will continue on the air. In fact, I will expand. But right now, we need more funds just to continue on if we get shut down. So please visit thealexjonesstore.com, where over 150 t-shirt, hoodie, and ball cap designs are there, and more getting added every day, plus some of the most powerful, game-changing supplements out there, like Ultimate CMOS. We have an incredible green food, Optimal Human. These are incredible products. Just like our information is game-changing, the products are amazing. Our job, quite frankly, has gotten a lot easier because the globalists and their entire death cult, transhumanist depopulation agenda is out in the open. And we've got some of the best shirt designs out there you're going to find. Check them all out. Support the transmission and be part of 1776 worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We brought back the classic, There's Poison in the Tap Water, limited edition, Fentanyl the Dragon. I'm with the Outlaw and the Hillbilly. If you want to meet like-minded people and trigger tyrants, the I Love Alex Jones shirt will surely do it. Hello, stupid Americans. So I want to thank you all for your past support. Now's the most critical time in our history to support the transmission. I cannot do it without you. You are the resistance. You are the InfoWar. Please visit thealexjonesstore.com today and check out these amazing designs and ensure that my fight and my crew's fight against the New World Order as the Great Awakening explodes continues on. The globalists are counting on you not taking action. I'm counting on you taking action. Please visit thealexjonesstore.com today and continue to keep the tip of the spear on air. Thank you.
Why don't we stop pushing pills on people and start pushing the red pill on people? Because the red pill is the only drug that can cure this mental illness, that can cure things like gender dysphoria, that can cure things like depression, that can cure things like involuntary celibacy, that can cure things like racism, that can cure things like World War III itself. The cure to all diseases, all illnesses, is the red pill. And the best place to get your endless supply of the red pill is band.video, is Infowars.com/show, is following at Real Alex Jones on Infowars, is going to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP and signing up for $30 a month to get $40 a month. Hell, it's not even an expense. It's an investment practically. You buy one shirt a month, you keep us on the air. If we had 20,000 people sign up for the alexjonesstore.com/VIP, for the Alex Jones VIP club, if we had 20,000 people sign up for that VIP club, Alex Jones would always be on the air, even if he had to refer to himself legally as the broadcaster formerly known as Alex Jones. There's a reason Prince didn't stop making records after his identity was stolen from him. It's because he was so good and he had such a loyal following and fan base that they couldn't shut him down. They couldn't silence him. They couldn't own him because he had enough support. We need you, just like you need us, just like you need the truth. The truth needs you. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. If you buy anything or sign up for anything, do that, because it is going to be forever.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and it is an absolute honor to be with you all today. Before I bring my very special guest on today, I need to speak to everyone watching this broadcast right now. I really, really hope that people that are tuning in understand how important the broadcast Alex just did was. I really, really hope that people understand how important Alex Jones is. Right now, in this time in history, it is the most dangerous time. And listen, a lot of us are desensitized to these words because we hear them so much. And we've been hearing these warnings for the past several years. But it's all about to come to a head. And everything that Alex referenced today, and if you haven't seen the broadcast, you need to go back and watch it. In fact, when I repost this, because I always share these broadcasts on our Rumble channel as well, I'm going to link to the full Alex Jones broadcast, and people need to go back, watch it, download it, reshare it, clip it, do what you need to do. Because what Alex has highlighted, he said something so important. He said that people are starting to wake up, they're starting to understand, but they don't see the full picture. Now, part of what my guest is going to talk to us about today is the full picture, but they still don't see the full picture. Why is it that they don't want someone like Donald Trump elected, who's got people like RFK Jr. behind him, vowing to make America healthy again, vowing to shake up, not shake up. He says he's not going to dismantle the FDA as an example, but he's going to put people in there that actually listen to the scientists. Nicole Shanahan recently said, we're not going to censor the scientists that want to get to the bottom of all the different ways, all the various ways in which Americans are being poisoned. And why does this matter for the whole world? The whole world follows where America goes, especially the West. Especially the West. And so this next election is all about doing everything they can to maintain this poisoning of humanity, to maintain their power structure, to maintain their censorship industrial complex, the military industrial complex, forever wars, digital currency, digital ID, colluding with the UN to make a one world government, one world digital citizens. This is what this is all about. It is their end game, their end goal of creating a world where we have no freedom to move, no freedom to eat what we want, no freedom over our bodies. Recently, we covered on, when I was guest hosting Harrison's show, we covered their plans to introduce routine injections moving forward because of the somehow now combined threat of climate change and pandemics, which we will discuss today with Karen Kingston. Before she comes on, I want to play this quick clip from RFK Jr. Team, if we can play that clip.
These agencies, the FDA, USDA, CDC, all of them are controlled by giant for-profit corporations. 75% of the FDA's funding doesn't come from taxpayer, it comes from pharma. And pharma executives and consultants and lobbyists cycle in and out of these agencies with President Trump's backing. I'm going to change that. We're going to staff these agencies with honest scientists and doctors who are free from industry funding. We're going to make sure the decisions of consumers, doctors, and patients are informed by unbiased science. A sick child is the best thing for the pharmaceutical industry. When American children or adults get sick with a chronic condition, they're put on medication for their entire life. Imagine what will happen when Medicare starts paying for Ozempic, which costs $1,500 a month. And it's being recommended for children as young as six, all for a condition, obesity, that is completely preventable and barely even existed 100 years ago.
Do you understand what he's saying there? Look beyond the words that RFK Jr. is speaking there and understand that he is talking about dismantling a system that dates back to the 1960s, instigated by the World Health Organization, which is the military martial law, medical martial law, rather, arm of the United Nations, of the people trying to bring in a one world government. He is talking about dismantling Codex Alimentarius. Go and look it up, from the 1960s. I've read almost all 400 pages of those original documents talking about how they are going to slowly introduce toxins and call them nutrients and reduce the safe levels of nutrients in our food supply and call them toxins. Over the years, how they are going to systematically poison us to weaken us for this time so that we'll be too weak to fight them. And I'm not talking about physical fighting for the authorities watching, although that is what they want. And we are going to talk about that very, very real threat of martial law incoming in potentially under 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get back to that right after my guest now. But I want people to understand the system that is about to be dismantled if Donald Trump gets into office and has all of these people that are talking about destroying a hundreds-year-old plan to poison us and kill us systematically. And what do they want to do? Well, they want to give the FDA full control over the food system by January of 2026, surveilling every single food manufacturer for what, potential pandemics? Karen Kingston is a former Pfizer employee and a biotech analyst. She's an incredible researcher, and she joins us now to discuss this very important information. Karen, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you, Maria. It's an honor to speak with you and your audience.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we've got people from all over the country and all over the world listening to this. This is such important information because, again, this is what Donald Trump and RFK Jr. and this camp is threatening, this system that they're trying to set up. So in a nutshell, explain it to us.
Oh, sure. So in 2011, under the Obama administration, Congress and Obama signed into law the Food Safety Modernization Act. And the purpose of that act was the same as actually the Childhood Vaccine Protection Act, which is greatly misunderstood. It was to ensure that if there was contaminated food that could cause high risk. So we're talking about high incidences of illnesses, hospitalizations, and potentially deaths from contaminated food, that the FDA would work with Health and Human Services, the CDC, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, to have systems in place to quickly recall that food, again, if it was high risk. But what has the FDA done, as they've done over the last 4, 5, 6 years, is they have grossly overstepped their authority, and they're violating what the actual law says of the Food Safety Modernization Act. Again, it's supposed to be high risk. What they're doing is they put regulations in place, as you stated, by January 20th of 2026. If there are products that are quote-unquote moderate risk, they can recall these products. And it's everything from cheese to lettuces to fruits to vegetables. And under the USDA, it's all of our meat and poultry and eggs. So they can decimate the entire food supply if they go around and do a routine test, just like they used to do the PCR test for COVID-19. And they go, oh, we found out that this manufacturer who manufactures 50 million pounds of chicken, oh, we think that there's potentially a contamination of a bacteria, or maybe there's a potential contamination of H5N1, which could jump to humans. So now we get to recall hundreds of millions of dollars, if not, of food from the United States. And it affects the manufacturers, and obviously it affects every U.S. citizen, every American, because it's going to decimate our food supply. So I hope that was clear how I explained that.
Yes, it is. So basically what we're talking about here is a declaration of war based on a potential pandemic, which is cutting off food supply of real foods. And I just want to explain to people what foods they're talking about here, because this isn't just, some Cheetos or, these are real foods that they have listed on this traceability list. We have cheese, eggs, nut butters, leafy greens, melons, peppers, sprouts, tomatoes, tropical fruits, vegetables, fish, shellfish, ready-to-eat deli salads. These are real foods, maybe not the ready-to-eat deli salads, but these are all natural foods, if you will. We're talking about leafy greens, melons, peppers, all things that are actually nutritious to the human being. Mm-hmm. So they're not, they're not talking about Fruit Loops here.
No, they're not talking about the genetically modified, highly processed food. They're talking about the nutritious food that is core ingredients in all nutritious food. So these are base ingredients as well. So it's basically everything but canned beans and coffee. And asparagus and eggplant. I don't know why those aren't on the list, and corn and potatoes, but those are the things that aren't on the list. But as I mentioned to you, Maria, late last night, what I came across doing this research was an October 10th of this year meeting with the FDA and the CDC talking about the H5N1 virus. And what they were talking about was recommendations from the World Health Organization and concerns. And I want to just quote what Jerry Weir, who was one of the moderators of the 6.5-hour meeting on H5N1, stated. He said, "We'll briefly go over some recent developments that are sort of the reason why we are here today. First of all, H5 influenza viruses continue to diversify genetically and antigenically, which is the pathogen. Antigenically is the what we would call a spike protein and what causes the disease, right?" He goes, "into multiple clades and subclades." So he's saying, look, this highly deadly version of the flu, H5N1, is mutating quickly. And then this gentleman, Todd Davis, got on and he gave a presentation. He talked about the H5N1. He gave this huge map of the United States. And there's all these H5N1 outbreaks of dairy cow milk, dairy cows that produce milk and poultry. And he said, Todd Davis, who works for the CDC, he said, "I'm not seeing, based on what the World Health Organization sent to us and the data we have in the United States, I'm not seeing very aggressive mutations." But then at the end of his presentation, Paul Offit, and I think many of your viewers know that name, Dr. Paul Offit, he is a part of the Vaccine Advisory Board for the FDA. He is the head of pediatrics and virology at the University of Philadelphia Hospital, Children's Hospital. He's very pro-vaccine. Well, at the end of Todd's, you know, presentation, where he goes, "We don't need to worry about this mutating from the cows and the poultry." He didn't exactly say that, but he alluded to it, to humans. And Paul Offit comes on and he says, "Well, I appreciate your presentation, but the H5 viruses to date bind to the alpha-2-3 receptor, which is not found in the human, not alpha-2-6. So until they evolve to bind to the alpha-2-6 receptors, they're not going to be a human pandemic yet." And yet. That made me, because what is the story we heard about Wuhan, Maria? That's why they have the Wuhan story from December of 2019, because at the seafood market, 9 people ate food from the Wuhan. Supposedly they ate a bat soup or whatever. And that started a global pandemic. Mm-hmm. So yes. They are preparing to tell the American people, "Oh, look, the dairy cows or the poultry, we did a test. And we found that there's H5N1 and it can mutate to humans. And we don't want to be responsible for the next global pandemic."
Right.
So we're going to decimate the food supply.
They've already been doing test runs of that. They've killed millions of animals in Australia. I can testify to that. They've killed, I don't know how many now in the US. I don't know the exact numbers, but there was a huge culling that happened in relation to this because of the threat of potentially spreading to humans. Then they reported from some guy who actually had pink eye and not, you know, the bird flu. And so they have been slowly, slowly preparing us for this, leading up to this point of being able to, through these regulatory bodies, decimate the food supply in the event of a potential, maybe, who knows, maybe emergency. This is basically what it is. And of course, something like that and this system that they've set up would be used in a time of manufactured war or manufactured war, regardless, which they are leading us into as we speak. And so they even say here that especially during public health emergencies, they want the remote access to food manufacturing facilities records The fact that they've highlighted there, especially during public health emergencies, we know now that they're lumping climate change and public health emergencies into the same narrative.
And what you pointed out was they want access to the retail food providers' systems. So that should be alarming to people as well, because according to John Hopkins and the CDC, food poisoning, which you could get a bacterial or viral infection now. Apparently now we can get the flu from eating the food. That's probably, they're going to come up with that story. We need to get ahead of that story. They said it could take up to 3 weeks to present with symptoms of food poisoning, of getting a virus or bacteria. So if they say, look, we found this meat that we found poultry that's contaminated with H5N1, it can infect humans. They can get your customer loyalty program number, you know, your Ralph's Club, your Vons Club, your Publix Club, and say, oh, Maria Z bought this chicken at Publix. It's contaminated with the H5N1 flu. It can potentially infect humans. It's 20% case fatality rate. Her family, and everyone she's been in touch with must quarantine for the next 3 weeks.
Yes. Yes, that is exactly what they are describing. Before I prove that to people, team, overhead shot, please. Per the October 9th USDA press statement, Bruce Pack recalls ready-to-eat meat and poultry products due to possible listeria contamination. Look at this. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an illness should contact their healthcare provider. They recalled approximately nearly 10 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry products. To almost 10 million pounds of food on a whim, they recalled and said, you can't, we're taking control of this, you can't eat this. And like Karen said, the next step then is to say, oh, anyone who may have potentially been exposed to this or walked through an aisle or even walked into a shopping center that was selling these is now required to quarantine. That is true. But again, to almost 10 million pounds of food, and they even admit that there have been no confirmed reports of anyone even getting sick from this. So what I'm seeing here is them setting up, like I said, wartime, cutting off of the food supply through this, you know, narrative of pandemics and climate change coming together. This is what it is.
And I want to point out that recall from Bruce Pack, the over 10 million pounds, and they keep expanding it, by the way, is atypical. It goes against the over 230 recalls that have been done over the last 25 years. How are recalls normally done? A consumer goes to their healthcare provider with symptoms of food poisoning, and the healthcare provider then contacts the FDA, CDC through this system, and they report that they have someone who has food poisoning. And then if there's multiple reports, the CDC and HHS and the FDA, they have a division called CORE that makes phone calls to the healthcare providers and to the consumers to find out where they bought the food. There's a video on the FDA website, and if you watch how they do recalls, it's always about them contacting sick patients, finding out where they purchased their food from. And a member of the CDC, this PhD, Laura, she stated this is why the customer loyalty programs are so important. Because many times people forget where they purchase their products, but we can look at the loyalty programs. But my point is, historically, someone has to get sick first before they do a recall. And now they're being proactive and saying, well, no, we don't want to risk anyone to getting sick. And by the way, listeria, it is very serious to pregnant women, to their unborn babies, newborns, and elderly people who have multiple core morbidities and very weakened systems and immune systems. But in general, it's not a very serious bacteria. It's a threat. It's not a threat to, like I said, healthy school children.
Well, this is just one case, Karen, of alleged potential listeria. The point is that they're talking about potential. So no cases, no adverse events, no nothing. They're talking about potential the same way that they talk about there's pandemic potential because people have been going out and stepping on too much grass today. And so now we might have a pandemic. And so everyone needs to get preemptively injected. This is their future that they have planned. This is what they have. Routine injections for everyone linked with your digital ID, your digital currency, so on and so forth. And so when President Trump says no CBDCs and the UN says, oh, we're really, really scared of another Trump administration, now you know why. Now you know why. Yeah. So we're gonna track it through the rewards program. Mind you, once there's a digital ID, they'll be tracking it through that as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Karen Kingston right after this break to close this off.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But
Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we've got a few minutes that we just need to hit on some other points here with Karen Kingston, and then I need to get into the martial law news because this is incredibly serious. I don't know if people understand how serious it is. I hope that after watching Alex's broadcast today they do, but briefly, Karen, again, the FDA is requiring by the 20th of January 2026, this is their war path against the American people and consequently people all over the world, because I can tell you even in Australia, as an example, we have the TGA deferring to the FDA or the CDC every time. So it affects the whole of the West at least, and they want to make sure that everyone who manufactures, processes, packs or sells any commonly consumed foods to digitize the tracking of these foods across all outlets, which gives them full control of the food supply. And mind you, down the road, we're talking about banning meat. We're talking about banning dairy. We're talking about banning anything that has nutrients per the goals of Codex Alimentarius. This is why they've listed here leafy greens, all the good stuff, all the good stuff, fruits, greens, all the stuff that people should be consuming, fish. No, we're gonna ban all of that and introduce our synthetic biology infused, you know, vaccine lettuce. This is where we're heading.
That's exactly where they're heading. And I want to put this out as a warning, as a heads up to the Americans. Don't fall for this again. Remember, we shut down the entire country because of an alleged virus that jumped from a bat to a pangolin to humans and destroyed our economy. And then we rolled out a highly toxic, deadly, pathogenic bioweapon that we called a vaccine to reopen the country. Do not fall for this again. So when they say, oh, there's potential H5N1 contamination of the meat supply, you don't want to be responsible for killing people. Do not fall for it. And the food producers, I hope that they sue the FDA and the CDC and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, because if they're saying there's potential contamination, they are violating Section 204D of the Food Safety Modernization Act. It's supposed to be high risk. So there's supposed to be illnesses and death.
It's supposed to be high risk. Karen, let me just interrupt you. Look at this. Foods with 0% hospitalization and mortality risk made the list. Tens of cases in the past 25 years and hospitalization and mortality rates of 0%. This is what's making their list of what people shouldn't be consuming.
And that's in violation of the law that was passed. And that's what the FDA has, just like under emergency use authorization, the FDA has overstepped their boundaries. They are catering to this World Health Organization, these globalists, you know, for them to decimate our food supply, to take control of the Americans' food supply and to make it unhealthy, make it lab grown, you know, give it to the biopharma industrial complex to continue to make us sick and weaken us. And so that is exactly what's going on. So do not fall for this and know that under the law, the way that the law is written, Americans can fight back and we can protest. And I hope that the food producers do this. And I hope stuff happens at the attorney general levels across the states where they refuse to, you know, decimate their food supply and give control over to the U.S. government. Absolutely. And, you know, the three-letter agencies.
Karen, let people know what your Substack is so that they can go and read all of this information for themselves, please.
Thank you so much. You can go to thekingstonreport.com, thekingstonreport.com, or karenkingston.substack.com. And, please check it out. I did watch much of that 6.5-hour meeting between the CDC and the FDA on H5N1. And Dr. Jerry Weir said they're already starting to stockpile prototypes for the H5N1 flu. So they are planning on launching an H5N1 pandemic this January. It's in the works.
Well, they're also planning a NEPA. The clinical trials, if I'm not mistaken, are ending in May of 2025. So that is a hemorrhagic fever. You have a huge majority, about 70% of the pandemics of concern listed by the World Health Organization. They are hemorrhagic in nature. I've always said I don't think they'll get away with another invisible pandemic. This is going to be some sort of a zombie apocalypse through activation of what's in the shots. But that's talk for another day. Karen Kingston, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Maria.
Of course. So what we've just spoken about, again, this is what they plan, what they want to achieve, what they want to do, and by the way, have been doing successfully for a very, very long time. They have been co-opting, and even RFK Jr. talks about this. He talks about the fact that majority of the funding of the FDA comes from the pharmaceutical industry. These people are not there for our health. They are there to further the United Nations Agenda 2030. And so they have come so far. I think a lot of us who knew that the New World Order was coming and have known about this for many, many years always knew that it was on the horizon. But I think it shocked many of us how easily and quickly people complied when COVID came around. I think it shocked many of us how many people gave in to the fear tactics. And really, I mean, people that didn't even want to necessarily go along with it, but were afraid of a moment of discomfort. And really, go back in hindsight, maybe at the time you were faced with the worst possible scenario that you could see right in front of your eyes. Perhaps you won't be able to pay off your mortgage this month or whatever the case may be. I understand people were in very, very dire circumstances. They have families to feed. I see all of that. I understand. But looking back in hindsight, it would have been a moment of pain compared to the entirety of Agenda 2030 and what they have planned beyond all the way to 2045. Go back and see our reports on the UN 100. They're up on band.video and zmedia.com if you want to know the end goal. So I agree with Alex wholeheartedly. This is so important that people see the agenda. They see it now. They've woken up. They woke up during COVID. I've read some amazing stories of late of people saying, please be patient with the left. You know, I used to hate conservatives. I used to hate Christians. I used to hate anything conservative. But what I was actually warring against was something good. And I see that now. Please be patient with people. I'm reading stories like that everywhere, and it's wonderful, and that is great. But a lot of these people are just catching up now. And a lot of conservative outlets are still catching up. The agenda's here, and they're about here. They see about this much. They can't see the forest for the trees yet. They haven't gotten to the bottom of the rabbit hole, the bottom of what they are really aiming to achieve. So right now, Alex Jones's voice, InfoWars, and amplifying this platform is of paramount importance because they are setting up what I foresee to be some sort of digital January 6th insurrection style scenario. Let me explain. So Alex has been talking about how they will activate their leftists, they'll activate their Antifas, they'll activate the terror cells that they have brought into the country. Yes, people that were issued with mobile phones so that the Democrats and whoever else is operating with them can stay in touch with their soldiers. If there is civil unrest, it will not be instigated by conservatives. It will not be instigated by Republicans. And it's very, very important for everyone to make that clear as much as they can, because the civil war scenario is also bait. You see, January 6th was set up and is still being presented as a violent insurrection. And there are people rotting away in prison for that still to this day. These people were not violent insurrectionists. They were protesting, as is their right, an election that they believed was not above board. That's democracy, right? Not anymore. It's been 4 years, and that narrative is still not completely dismantled as far as the mainstream media goes. The Democrats are still using it as an election talking point. They haven't let go of that. They've kept it alive through their media complex. Every single person who's talking about their narrative right now, about the civil war, civil unrest narrative, needs to make a point that it is their narrative. They are the ones instigating. Alex touched on this, not touched on it. He explained it perfectly today when he said Donald Trump needs to bring this to the forefront. Why have you published these documents? Why is Homeland Security holding a conference during the election time about this very thing? November 6th and 7th. Why are they doing this? Kamala is accusing Trump using the very thing. It's classic projection. They always accuse the other side of what they are doing themselves, and the number of statements that they have been making about sicking the military on Americans, about civil unrest, about MAGA extremists, all of these statements, they are increasing these statements for a reason. They are preparing the public for something that they are going to do, and the way that we stop that is to thwart them by raising attention to it. Donald Trump should be doing this. He should be talking about DOD Directive 524001. I agree with Alex wholeheartedly. Because if you think back to monkeypox, the last time that Tedros tried to make this a public health emergency of international concern, which just so happened to coincide with the NTI war game that they said it was going to be this date, and then it was going to be a public health emergency of international concern by this date. I don't have the NTI documents. I haven't sent it to the team, but this was wargamed by Gates and co long before they declared the last monkeypox public health emergency. And what happened? They tried to extend the pandemic situation of COVID by declaring monkeypox was now a problem, and the public mocked them, laughed at them, and squashed them. What happened in September of 2023? I was here and I remember it clear as day, where Alex said they are going to try and bring back mask mandates at airports. They're going to try and do the pandemic scenario again. And he, through that leak, through releasing that information to the public, he thwarted that. If you don't think that they are going to go all out and throw the entire kitchen sink and every single bit of kit that they have in their tool shed ahead of, at conservatives, ahead of, during and post election, you don't understand this enemy yet. You don't understand that they want you dead. These people want us dead. They want to kill us. They did kill many of us, millions of us, through the injections. They're killing us through the food. They're killing us through what they're spraying in the skies. They want us dead. They're trying to kill us every day. Do we understand we're dealing with murderers? Murderers who are actively, daily trying to kill us. And this is why InfoWars is so crucial, because other conservative outlets, and I'm not disparaging them at all, I'm just saying there is a lot of people who just woke up during COVID, and God bless them, that's wonderful, but they don't understand the true evil of this enemy, how far they will go to destroy us and realize their plans of Agenda 2030 and beyond. These people will go to the most extreme lengths, unimaginable lengths like you would never imagine. They will sacrifice as many children as they have to on altars. I'm talking about those kinds of lengths. You're not dealing with just a bunch of corrupt politicians who are lining their pockets with some money. Yeah, that's all part of it. But you're dealing with an evil that most people cannot conceive in their minds, because it's not in us. We would never do these things. We would never allow 300,000 children to go missing in a country knowing full well that they are being sex trafficked, Kamala Harris. These things are inconceivable for us. And it is inconceivable for us to think that the military would be given orders to go against the people that they've been painting as extremists and domestic terrorists for several years now. But do I have to take you back to the times of COVID, where the FBI, now we all know, was told you better start targeting those Catholic churches? What were the churches doing wrong? People could go to brothels, but couldn't go to church. Were the FBI raiding brothels? No, they were going to churches. They were surveilling churches. Was that too inconceivable? Damn straight it was. Go back 10 years and tell people that the FBI is going to treat churches like criminals while they let criminals roam free and come through the border and pour in through the border and rape and kill American women and children. But churches are going to be targeted. If you said that 10 years ago, people would have thought you were a maniac, and here we are. Because the level of evil is conceivable for most people, including a lot of conservative outlets. Again, God bless them. Great job. Keep it up. But in my humble opinion, I mean this wholeheartedly, InfoWars is the most important platform in the game right now. Right now. So I'm asking everyone to support InfoWars. I don't get anything out of it by telling you to do this. I mean this. I mean this because we are at war. They're trying to kill us. And they want this platform shut down, because this is the only one that's going to tell you the truth about it. The whole truth. Not holding it back. Go to the alexjonesstore.com today. Today. Get something. Support Alex Jones. Support InfoWars. Visit drjonesnaturals.com today. today. Support them today. Tell your friends, tell your family, everyone support this platform. Keep this on the air because this is the number one enemy of our enemies. The number one enemy of our enemies. And mind you, ladies and gentlemen, we have a common enemy. It is an enemy I just did an interview. It's not going to air for a little while yet, but I just did an interview with a Croatian broadcaster. I am, my family is of Serbian heritage. Okay. You're European, but those two countries have really bad blood and it really upsets people when people from those countries get along. And it never crossed my mind that this person who's under attack, not that I view things like that anyway. I view things as the globalists continue to wage wars to get to their final goal of one world government and revealing the Antichrist and one world religion and so on and so forth. You all, whoever is familiar with me knows that that's my position, which is why I'm a complete non-interventionalist and I don't support the military-industrial complex. It's really radical, I know. It never crossed my mind that there's bad blood between these people and these people, and so I can't talk to them. No, this person is standing next to me in this war where there are literal psychopaths, maniacs, evil people that are satanic that want us dead and will do whatever they can to achieve that. And the only people that have really, really hit this, and I mean really hit it, like RFK Jr. coming after the vaccine industry, Donald Trump getting RFK Jr. on board, saying he's going to have a pivotal role in the administration, Tulsi Gabbard flipping Democrats everywhere she goes because she's so eloquent in her approach, waking these people up. Maybe for you, she doesn't go far enough, but for them, she's perfect. So this whole disparaging people because they don't go far enough, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. Not everyone's at the same level of awakening, and I get that, and I don't condemn anyone for it. But again, this is why InfoWars is so important. These guys are a lot further down their understanding of the agenda than most outlets. So please support InfoWars and understand that them authorizing the military to use lethal force. I am telling you this as someone who comes from a country where our military, you think it's inconceivable? Our military in Australia went to people's houses in the middle of the night, took them against their will and locked them in concentration camps. I've seen it. Who would have thought that was possible in a country like Australia? But it happened. And mind you, the way the media spun it was to say they were so happy they were being taken to these camps because they thought the government was going to protect them. Meanwhile, they escape and the manhunt is aired on national television. These two dangerous criminals who were taken by the military against their will to a camp escaped. This is how they'll paint it. So people, please, please, please keep your head on a swivel. Be aware of what you're saying online and be very, very cognizant of the fact that some sort of a digital Jan 6 could be painted by them. Oh, this person said this online. Meanwhile, all their people have started the violence, the civil war, everything that leads to martial law. Their people are the ones that have done it. But this guy said it could happen online. He's an insurrectionist. He's a violent criminal. He's a domestic terrorist. This conservative here is the problem. I hope people take this seriously. I hope people go back and watch Alex's broadcast. Again, I'm going to post it everywhere. Ask everyone to do the same. We need millions of people to watch what he said today. Thank you all so much. I really appreciate your time today and your attention. I'm Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and it's been an honor. God bless.
So I'm just asking you to keep me in the fight. And we got great T-shirts and incredible blow-you-away supplements and everything at our great sponsor, TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's a VIP section on there that I noticed is getting really a lot of traction, and because I hadn't really, you know, since other folks own this, other folks that are great run this, the folks at Bigly, great Patriot backers, Total Patriots, Chase Sexers, you name it. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at AlexJonesStore.com,
AlexJones.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page. This is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket with the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products, the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. Sometimes becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances, just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button. We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. Thealexjonesstore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts. Because they know I'm for real, and I can't be bought, and I can't be intimidated, and I'm wild, and I scare them, and I don't know why I'm this lovable, friendly person, but Satanists and pedophiles do not like me, and that's good because I don't like them either. And look, we've already done irrevocable harm to them; we've already just devastated them. I mean, world government, the new world orders, everywhere is being talked about. The whole world's turning against them. They're super dangerous. They're throwing the kitchen sink at us to try to keep control. And I just don't think at 50 years old, after 30 years, when I understand things better than I've ever understood, that I should let these criminals, these globalists, run me to ground. So, I don't give up. Vince Lombardi, winners never quit and quitters never win. I mean, I have moral fortitude and will and commitment. I just instinctively can't stand these people. I know they're super dangerous villains. I know they want to break all of our wills and make us super poor, dictate total control over us with a social credit score, and then it's a super high-tech system of slavery. And you look at the globalists, they're the most slithering, disgusting snakes and scum. And are we going to sell out our species like this? I mean, it's just, this is a joke. This is ridiculous. We're changing the world. They want to censor everybody because the globalists are weak.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks
and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.